Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. There's word this morning of some progress in U.S.-Iran talks aimed ultimately at ending the war.
U.S. and Iranian negotiators have reached what appears to be a tentative deal on extending this ceasefire by 60 days. As part of the deal that still hasn't been signed off by President Trump, it would extend the ceasefire one by 60 days. It calls for opening the Strait of Hormuz and a demining of the Strait of Hormuz. And in that 60-day period, the U.S. and Iran would also begin negotiations on Iran's nuclear program.
Correspondent Amir Madhani. The rocket belonging to Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin space company was on the launch pad in Florida last night, ready for testing. Something went terribly wrong. A thundering explosion heard for miles around, unleashing a massive fireball that lit up the night sky. Bezos says everyone's been accounted for, the investigation getting underway. In Dallas, it began like this.
At 1247, our dispatch center received a gas leak call at the 400 block of East 9th Street.
Then the two-story apartment building exploded in flames. Powerful explosion and raging fire left at least three people, two adults and one child, dead. Crews have recovered the remains of six of nine workers missing after a chemical tank ruptured at a paper mill in Longview, Washington.
The six bodies were found in the workers' area. As we talked before, this was at a shift change, and so it was an area for where they would congregate in the mornings before they would go assemble, find out their assignments, and go to their workplace.
Fire Battalion Chief Mark Amos. Rescuers in Laos trying to drain water from a flooded cave to free five villagers trapped for more than a week. An overnight rainstorm has complicated their efforts. On Wall Street, Dow futures 113 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 33. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial pound 250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's pound 250, micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We had an accident at 5:30 this morning at the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway that has now cleared and has been gone just long enough that the backup has now cleared out from 895 South coming out of the Old Harbor Tunnel and through the Toll Plaza area. 95 got a little bit slow, and it looks like there was a minor wreck here coming out of the left tube on the southbound side. Those vehicles and a police car are now in the painted out area, so we're getting two lanes by, but if you're in the left tube, you'll see that, and we're beginning to slow a little bit on 95. If you're paying your toll there, I want to try to stay into the right tunnel. Beltway traffic looks good, very quiet early on the JFX after Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 forecast, a beautiful day ahead of us, mostly sunny and warm with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
52 degrees in White Marsh and 52 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The owners and operators of the Dolly cargo ship have settled with the families of some Key Bridge collapse victims. The terms of the settlement have not been disclosed, but attorneys representing the families of four of the six victims who died and one survivor say it resolves all claims. Baltimore's Key Bridge collapsed into the Patapsco River after it was struck by the cargo ship on March 26th of 2024. The legal team says the historic settlement gives the grieving families an opportunity to close this chapter of their lives and honor their loved ones. And a man was taken to the hospital after being pulled from the inner harbor near Power Plant Live on Thursday afternoon. Emergency responders were called to the scene at around 3 p.m., and the dive team removed the man from the water. There has been no update on the man's condition or how he ended up in the water. The incident remains under investigation. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 599. The pick 4 was 0401. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, a late-inning mistake was very costly for the Orioles last night.
Fastball in there for a strike. Throw down. Got him! Brandon Valenzuela throws behind the runner at first. They just had a successful one, but they won't challenge here. Alonso is picked off.
Dan Shulman had the call on Sportsnet Canada. Pete Alonso picked off at first by the catcher at the end of threat in the eighth inning, and the Birds fall 2-1 last night to the Jays at Camden Yards. Post-game reaction from manager Al Bernaz on the close loss.
That's always a tough thing when you're in a tough spot when you lose a close game, like a 2-1 game. It's everything is heightened. Like, we feel in the dugout, the players feel it. Like, you know it's what it's going to be. And
it's not like the Birds didn't have chances. Second and third, no outs in the first. Nothing across. The Birds were 0-for-5 for the game with runners in scoring position. Meanwhile, a shocker yesterday at the French Open.
And there it is. A seismic upset at Roland Garros.
That was the call on TNT, one of the biggest upsets in quite a while. Unseeded Juan Manuel Chirondolo, ranked 56 in the world, beats the world's number one, Jannik Sinner, in five sets after trailing two sets to none. And now without Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz, who's out with an injury, no longer in the draw, it'll be the first French Open since the year 2000 without either of the world's top two in the third round. Coming up in 30 minutes, there'll be a Game 7 showdown in the NBA. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, May the 29th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. And coming up in this hour, the head of the State Board of Elections says original ballots will now count. What the hell? Spencer Pratt, can he win in La La Land? That is the big question of the day. But top story here today, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, right before we signed off, and that Maryland medical payments, Medicaid payments, I should say, a recent audit revealing numerous issues relating to these Medicaid payments, including millions of dollars in payments for individuals who were ineligible, some who were inmates in prison, others who were dead. The audit of Maryland Department of Health Medical Care Programs Administration, which administers Medicaid, found that they did not have effectiveness processes to identify, prevent, and or recover questionable Medicaid payments, including $9 million in payments on behalf of recipients who were in jail or deceased at the time of service. According to the audit, in 2024, MCPA paid about $2.3 million for individuals who were ineligible based on the documentation provided. It also found it did not ensure that Medicaid recipients age 65 or older had applied for Medicare, potentially resulting in the state paying for services they should not have paid for and might have been covered by the federal government. Can anybody here play this game? Can anybody here get this right? Some issues acknowledge the most recent audit had come up in previous audits before. This is a common pattern that we've seen with Governor Moore and state government and state agencies. And the fact is that when it comes to recipients in nursing facilities, it could mean that $338 million was doled out improperly. We still don't know the answer to that. Here's Maryland Taxpayers Association President David Williams.
This audit shows that Medicaid is a mess in the state of Maryland.
Yeah, well, the whole state of Maryland's a mess. Why wouldn't the Medicaid audit indicate that Medicaid is as well? And Williams goes on to say, look, this is easy. It's easy to know. It's easy to identify. All you have to do is hire people who are competent, who know what the hell they're doing in state government.
It is easy to know if someone has died. It is easy to know if someone is incarcerated. There is no excuse for giving money to people that are not eligible, and especially people that have passed away.
Yeah, especially. Mina Seshamani, is the secretary of the Maryland Department of Health, said, as written, the report does not sufficiently distinguish between unresolved compliance failures and issues already actively remediated. They're now claiming at the Maryland Department of Health that nearly half of the findings identified by these auditors, including two repeat findings, have been corrected. Okay? I think it's time for another audit. Here's Delegate Steve Ahrens.
Dollars are made for specific reasons, and that's why we collect them for that. Payments and accountability. And there has to be some sort of repercussion to when you make these mistakes.
But David Williams goes on to make two key points when you have fraud being committed with these kinds of state agencies.
Every dollar that is wasted in Medicaid is a dollar that's not going to the right person. And every dollar that is wasted is potentially a dollar saved by the state that could be used for other purposes.
Yeah, and I've said repeatedly that Maryland is probably one of the most corrupt states, if not the most corrupt in the country. And this is just tip of the iceberg stuff in a moment. All 50 states are now going to be audited by the federal government. We'll tell you why and get President Trump's reaction to that in just a second. 613 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Well, here we go again at both the tunnels at 515 this morning. There was a wreck southbound 895 after you pay the toll and before you get to the K-Trust Bridge, which is the steel bridge right there at Frank First Avenue. That had everything pretty much blocked for a couple of minutes. Then we got a couple of lanes by. All of that is gone. Then I went back, started to look around a little bit. I found this accident coming out of the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So everybody's behind the painted out area. There are two or three police cars there. It looks like two or three other vehicles are involved. So they're looking at it. So very quickly now, we're going to get a delay on 95 as you're coming down the hill from the O'Donnell Street ramp. All four lanes are open, but definitely a slowdown for the traffic coming into the toll plaza there. I'm going to go back and just change the camera here. Yeah, it's a little bit slow as you're coming down through that area. I don't know. I'm just going to change. Do you have a second, Sean?
Absolutely.
Okay, let me just get a look at the Old Harbor Tunnel real quick here. Looks like, yeah, it looks like that's still going okay. But I think we're going to start to see now we'll probably get a backup at both the tunnels just because of this wreck at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 895, we'll start to see some slowing, probably beginning around the O'Donnell Street ramp in the next couple of minutes. Beltway, in the meantime, looks good. Very nice for the early ride towards Annapolis. We don't see any problems right now through I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. What a difference a day makes, huh? Today's going to be gorgeous, beautiful, a little cool to start, but it'll warm up. Mostly sunny today, high upper 70s. Right now, sunny 57 in Annapolis, 49 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Caesars Palace Hotel and Casino in Vegas has been sold. $6
billion. Billion?
Yeah, billion with a B. That price could double to $12 billion or go to zero. Depends on whether the ball lands in the black or the red. Just
ball days.
Imagine if they sold buildings like that. Jeez. A huge problem with airline passengers inappropriately touching flight attendants.
Oh. As a result, been happening.
Flight attendants are wearing pins and patches that say no touching. So now the flight attendants can touch as often as passengers in the middle seat. Constantly getting touched there.
Oh, yeah.
CBS News Chief Barry Weiss is fired. A lot of the 60 Minutes correspondents, most of them never Trumpers, hired one of her friends, Nick Bilton, to run 60 Minutes. Question is, how long will Barry Weiss last? What's the over-under on 60 Minutes?
Right.
We'll see how long it takes for her to lose her job. In a new interview, former First Lady Jill Biden is recalled thinking that someone had drugged Chairman Joe, her husband, right before that disastrous presidential debate in 2024.
Good job, Joe.
The drug test revealed, yes, they had drugged him with Geritol and Centrum Silver.
Oh. And Fiber One.
Yeah, he needed Fiber One. I don't know if he needed Fiber One, because there was... Huh? You get all sorts of stuff.
Brown pants that night.
Exactly.
Oh!
Now, remember, we played that one.
I'm sorry.
We played the clip yesterday that she said he thought he had a stroke, remember?
Uh-huh, and she was horrified.
Then I find out that then after the debate... She didn't seek out the White House physician. She didn't take them to the ER.
One would assume.
She took him to Waffle House.
Nuh-uh.
Maybe she wanted to accelerate the demise.
Extra butter, please.
New England Patriots coach Mike Vrabel addressing rumors of his alleged affair with Diana Rossini in a recent press conference. He said, look, it could be worse. I could be dating a 20-year-old like Belichick. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she will not run for president in 2028. She made the decision after she realized she can never beat Trump. do you know who the voice of Smokey the Bear was?
I have no idea.
Famous actor.
Only you.
And I think this is very little known. People don't realize who the voice of Smokey the Bear was. You will recognize the voice immediately.
Do people know you are Smokey the Bear?
Well, apparently you do.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You know what was interesting is I've been doing that voice for a long time. Not the commercials that they're doing now. Now he's very talkative. He's you know, like everybody today. He's got something to say.
That's actor Sam Elliott.
Ah, yeah, I'd know that voice anywhere.
Yeah, Sam Elliott was the original voice of Smokey the Bear. It's obviously not the current
Sam Elliott rules.
Yeah, Sam Elliott was great. He's in Landman, by the way, if you want to see him in a great TV series.
He's great in everything.
On Paramount.
We like our Sam Elliott. Yes,
okay.
We do.
All right, there's Sam Elliott, and then there's Mike Rowe for Kristen. So I'll tell you, between the two, you guys are covered here. All right, time for the Classic Rock Music Challenge once again today. We're going to play you three acts, three bands, and you tell me what they have in common.
25 or 6 to 4. Riding on the metro.
Maggie, you look like you have the answer.
It starts and then it stops again. I just know it's college related.
it's college related.
The rest it just won't make it to the elevator. Ain't making it to the.
Chuck, any guesses?
No.
All right, Chuck has no guesses on that one. Of course, I can't give any hints because I'll just totally give it away. All right, you can let us know. Oh, boy, we have somebody already who wants to guess here on the program. Let's see if anybody has texted in yet this morning. I don't even know if the text program is working today. It wasn't working. Oh, there it is. Oh, here we go. Sean just texted in at 6:19. And let's see, Chris in West Virginia also called in at 619. He's being screened right now. And so we'll go with Chris. Go ahead, Chris in West Virginia. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
Yes. Do you have a guess for us?
My guess is cities.
Yes.
Yeah,
all named after cities. You're correct, Chris. Congratulations. Thanks for listening and calling in. And Sean Sean also had the same thing. This is Sean Mulligan.
Oh,
named after cities. Chicago, Berlin, and Boston were the three guesses there. Okay. So I tell you, they're very, very good.
Audiences. I wasn't paying total attention. I have things to do.
You've never paid anything in your life, let alone attention.
Yeah. I never wanted to pay for anything, even attention.
That's true. You always got it at a discount.
That sounds like a Rodney.
You got your you got your attention half off.
Excuse me.
I'm so sorry. I
Michael
didn't
Jackson.
Know.
That's right.
Sold his boy's clothing half off.
There it is.
What?
Cards and letters to Charles Whitaker.
Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. These people know me. You know, I get everybody. I'm an equal opportunity offender.
You are. All right. We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 620. Audiology Associates, we are urging you, if you have any kind of hearing issues at all, doesn't matter what it is, you got an earwax problem, or maybe you have an ear infection, or you're just having trouble. You notice maybe you're turning that TV up louder and louder, or your radio, or, you know, whatever. You may want to get your hearing checked. And it's a good idea always to get your hearing, get a benchmark test, just in case, like you do for your vision each and every year. Get that checked, your annual physical. Get your hearing checked as well. Dr. Melissa Say-Gev and her team at Audiology Associates have 10 locations to serve you throughout the Baltimore Metro. They take a gentle, empathetic approach to handle your hearing issues. They helped my wife when she had a bout of tinnitus just a couple of years ago, and really kind of ushered her through that. Of course, now she's okay. It's always good to get that hearing checked and at least having a benchmark test. So call for your appointment today, 410-944-3100. That's 410-944-3100. Or you can go online, AAIAudiology.com, and tell them I told you to call.
Maryland is headed in the wrong direction. Rising crime, higher taxes, out-of-touch politicians in Annapolis. Enough is enough. John Myrick is running for Congress to restore public safety, cut taxes, and put Maryland families first. It's time to get Maryland back on track. Vote John Myrick for governor.
Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick. Thomas Cynthia Price, treasurer.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
622 coming up a little bit later on in the program after our 8 o'clock news. John Myrick, Republican gubernatorial candidate, is going to be with us for his hour-long in-studio interview. We had Dan Cox last week. Ed Hale was this past Wednesday. And now John Myrick joins us today right after the 8 o'clock news. So make sure you tuned in for that. You can submit questions for Mr. Myrick at 410. We're not going to take calls, but we are going to take your questions at AM680 at WCBM.com. Or you can text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. 623 traffic weather on the threes. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, if you're in the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, there is an accident as you're coming out of the left tube. Behind the yellow line, they're off into the shoulder area there, but there are three police cars and at least two, maybe three vehicles involved. Didn't appear to be any injuries. Haven't seen any medic units, but they're all there and a number of flashing lights. So they're looking at it, but we're getting four lanes through at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, completely recovered from a problem that happened at 5:15 this morning on 895 southbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel throughway after the Toll Plaza area. All of that is back to normal. So far, so good this morning with the lanes open and good travel right now along 695. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather, 30 forecast. Beautiful morning and gorgeous day in store. Sunshine, warm, high in the upper 70s. Overnight back down to the upper 50s tomorrow. And Sunday, sunny, high mid 70s. So as bad as last weekend was, this weekend's going to be absolutely picture perfect. No humidity whatsoever, no rain, sunny skies, and dry conditions. So get out and enjoy this weekend. Maybe you can hold your cookout this weekend instead. Right now, it's a little bit cool to start today. 49 in Reisterstown and 58 in mostly sunny in Ocean City. And we have heard from the Maryland Republican Party regarding the bad audit, another in a series of bad audits under the Governor Tax and Spend More administration. House Minority Leader Jason Buckle said, "It looks like we're entering another season of terrible audits. Governor Moore and the leaders of his agencies have had ample opportunity in years to implement reforms, strengthen oversights, and ensure accountability. Instead, Maryland taxpayers are being dealt a pattern of repeated failures across multiple agencies, which has become impossible to ignore." End of quote. And this, of course, is the latest with the Maryland Medicaid agency that is responsible for that. There have been bad audits on Department of Human Services, Department of Juvenile Services, State Highway Administration, Department of Environment, Department of Education. Do you remember even during the Hogan years, we had bad websites when we had unemployment struggled for a while during COVID and things of that nature. So it's just, again, we're not getting the best bang for our buck here in the state of Maryland for our tax dollars. We are being basically fleeced, and we are being screwed and tattooed here on our tax dollars when it comes to state agencies. In a massive long overdue crackdown on government waste and rampant abuse, the Department of Health and Human Services, the federal version, has officially put all 50 states on notice. The Federal Office of Inspector General found that Colorado made at least $78 million in improper fee-for-service Medicaid payments for autism therapy for children in 1 year alone. $78 million in 1 year alone. In addition to that, in Wisconsin, similar horror show, $18.5 million improper payments. Indiana and Maine confirmed improper payments across audited states with around $200 million. That's 31% of spending reviewed in those samples. And now, two Muslim women in Minnesota have been arrested for defrauding American taxpayers of more than $21 million through a brazen scheme targeting the state's autism services program. CMS has now issued a direct call to all 50 states, including Maryland, to reevaluate high-risk ABA providers, remove illegitimate ones, and report back with plans to clean house. States have tight deadlines, 10 business days to respond, and 30 days for a full strategy. If you don't, you run the risk of losing your funding for these programs. North Carolina, Medicaid spent roughly $2 million five years ago to over 500 in 2025 on autism therapy. Across eight states with available data, combined Medicaid autism therapy spending exploded. Ready for it? From $347 million to $2.2 billion in recent years. That's a 561% increase. Minnesota saw one of the most grotesque spikes from under $700,000 in 2018 to $342 million. Just 2 years ago. Here's President Trump on the fraud, the ongoing fraud, and we are being ripped off by these states.
You saw that with millions of dollars just being stolen. Everybody had autism. Everybody had autism. They said. It was incredible, actually. And I've just seen so much. I see what they're doing. You haven't seen anything yet.
No. And I think this is just tip of the iceberg. And as I've said, and thank goodness, we started this with Doge, with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, if you will recall, and the Doge team. It started with Doge, and that kind of got us kicked off. And now we've got the anti-fraud task force being led by the Assistant Attorney General Colin McDonald and Vice President Vance. And just they held a recent anti-fraud task force meeting this week at the White House with Stephen Miller and others. So, again, I know Maryland's gaze is thick as thieves. I know we're right up there with the rest of these countries, and probably per capita worse than California and New York and some of these other states because of the federal component here, and because this is a one-party dominated state and has been for decades now. Even though, of course, you had Lockdown Larry in there for a little bit, you had Bob Ehrlich in there. Again, they usually get they don't get much accomplished because of the legislature. I remember when Uncle Tom, Mike Miller, when he was in office, may he rest in peace, told Bob Ehrlich, you get one or 2 years to get whatever you think you're going to pass through, and then after that, we're going to shut you down. And they did. Of course, and he was a one-termer. And then we had lockdown Larry. Of course, COVID is probably the only thing that saved him and gave him a second term. But same kind of thing. You know, he would try to get stuff passed, and you can't get it through the Democrat supermajority, which can override many of the governor's vetoes. So, again, just tip of the iceberg, and one of these days, these people will be held accountable. When people start going to jail, and I'm talking about the big names, then you're going to start to see things change, not these low-level dupes that are used as useless idiots, that's for sure. All right, coming up next, can Spencer Pratt actually win in La La Land? He was on Gutfeld last night. We've got some highlights for you. Stay tuned. It's time for some news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Maryland Secretary of Health is sending condolences to the family and loved ones of a man who suffered a heat-related death in Calvert County. Dr. Mina Seshamani says with more hot days on the way this year, Marylanders are reminded that there are steps they can take to guard against overheating, including visiting a local cooling center. As temperatures start to rise, residents should also remember to check on those who are vulnerable to heat, including older individuals and those with chronic diseases. A Democratic state senator is repeating his call for a special session to redraw Maryland's congressional map, and again, Republicans are pushing back. Speaking in Annapolis Thursday, Senator Arthur Ellis of Charles County said the special session should take place before the June 23rd primary election because other states are continuing to redraw their maps. Republicans say Democrats are trying to make the map even more partisan. House Minority Leader Jason Buckles says eliminating any fair chance for Republican and independent voters to have their views represented in the federal government is simply wrong. And Rage Against the Machine guitarist Tom Morello's Power to the People Festival will take place at Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia ahead of the midterm elections. The October 3rd event dedicated to peace, justice, and community action will feature Bruce Springsteen, Foo Fighters, Joan Baez, the Dave Matthews Band, and more. There will also be a Freedom Village highlighting opportunities for civic engagement, grassroots organizing, education, mutual aid, and social impact initiatives. Registration for pre-sale tickets begins online at 10 this morning. And the Wicomico County Sheriff's Office has announced a major gun seizure. Deputies carried out a search warrant on a Laurel Drive home Thursday morning where they found more than 50 handguns, rifles, ammunition, and two 3D printers. Deputies were initially called to the home for a report of an overdose on Tuesday evening, and during their response, they noticed dozens of guns, so they secured a search warrant. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm attorney Michael Friedman. As most of you know, our firm specializes in auto accident cases. But while Stephen, Rachel, and I know the law and experienced in handling the potential pitfalls prevalent in these types of cases, it takes a lot more to build a successful law practice. After more than 35 years, it's clear to me that what our clients most appreciate is our fabulous support staff. After all, they're the day-to-day link, the direct connection to our clients. Our support staff has over 80 years of personal injury auto accident case experience. In fact, one of our staff was an insurance claims adjuster for 30 years before joining us. So when I say we specialize in auto accident cases, the we means our entire staff. So if you or a loved one has suffered an injury as a result of an auto accident, please call us at 410-363-6848 for a free, no-obligation consult. And of course, there's no fee if there's no recovery. The Law Offices of Michael Friedman, representing injured victims in the Mid-Atlantic region for over 35 years.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the accident coming out of the south tunnel at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, the left tube southbound, all gone now. Vehicles cleared out. The police cars are gone. Pretty much back to normal there. 895 will have a few brake lights now around O'Donnell Street, but nothing major, at least right now. We had some early problems at both the tunnels, but now settling down. Looking at the live shot here, beautiful this morning at the Bay Bridge. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound, and then all clear from Oceanic Drive going over towards Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge, and it's still open, very nice right now at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 25 forecast, a beautiful day ahead of us, mostly sunny and warm with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Well, the Birds had chances in last night's game, but couldn't convert when it counted, going 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position in the 2-1 loss last night to Toronto. Pete Alonso picked off first to end a threat in the eighth, and he talked about it in the postgame.
Yeah, I definitely overcommitted too much on getting my momentum going to try and get to second if there was a ball in the infield or score if there was a ball in the gap. So
here's manager Albernaz's take on the play as he talked to Alonso afterwards.
It can happen, you know, and he acknowledged it, and it's something that, yeah, we're going to be on top of and be cognizant of, especially with the way Valenzuela can throw and likes to back pick.
The loss overshadowed a terrific pitching performance by Chris Bassitt, facing his former team for the first time. 6 innings of one-run ball, only 4 hits allowed, but no decision for Bassitt. Elsewhere in the AL East, the Braves and Red Sox concluded a 3-game set at Fenway. Brandon Gaudin had the call on Braves' Vision Acuna's blast in the sixth, made it 7-2 Atlanta on their way to a 10-2 win over the struggling Red Sox. The Braves have the best record in baseball. Boston is last in the East. Ravens news, without a clear-cut number one center, head coach Jesse Minter mixing and matching his options.
Sometimes you want to see how a guy does with certain people next to him and then other certain people next to him the next practice. And so we just want to give those guys a bunch of different reps with our offense, a bunch of different reps with the different interior line that they're playing next to.
Ravens OTAs now have concluded for the week. NBA playoffs last night. Western Conference final game 6 in San Antonio.
Wembanyama for another 3.
Mike Tirico had the call on NBC all night for Victor Wembanyama. 28 points, 10 rebounds, 3 blocks. Countless shots altered. The Spurs take game 6, 118-91. They force game 7 Saturday night in OKC. The tennis world still buzzing, trying to make sense of Yannick Sinner's epic loss to Jose Manuel Curandolo yesterday at the French Open.
And there it is. A seismic upset at Roland Garros.
This after the world's number one had won the first 2 sets, but in the 4th set, and with 3 match points in hand, Sinner wilted in the heat, had to leave the court for 9 minutes to get treatment. He wasn't the same after that. Elsewhere, College Park's Francis Tiafoe did advance in a 5-set marathon that lasted 4 hours and 43 minutes. The time now is 6:37. When we return, the business of baseball back in the news.
Gary Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the Game Room at Yorktown Social. A massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Sean, you remember what happened to the game of baseball back in 1994, correct?
Was that the strike?
That was the strike, yeah. And the World Series was canceled for the first and only time. Well, the reason why it was canceled and the reason why they went on strike was because the owners that year proposed a salary cap in baseball. Players didn't want that, obviously. Well, for the first time in 32 years, the cap is back on the table.
Wow.
The owners proposed a salary cap yesterday to the Players Association as they go back and forth on the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement, and the players aren't going to like that.
Yeah. Were the Dodgers and Yankees in on that as well?
Well, yeah, actually they were. The caps are right. It's funny you say that. The Dodgers are spending about $400 million. The Yankees are spending like $380. The cap proposed by the owners caps the payroll at $247.5 million. And there's more revenue sharing.
What's the Orioles payroll?
About 154 now.
Right.
So right now, they proposed a floor of 172, a cap of 247. Right now in Major League Baseball, there are 8 teams that are over the cap, including the Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, Boston, you know them all.
Yeah.
And there are 16 teams that are under the floor.
Jeez.
The Orioles are one of the teams that are under the floor.
I understand the new commissioner is being floated. His name is Zoran Mamdani.
Ha 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 ha. He'd be a perfect fit.
He would be a perfect fit for that.
This is going to get ugly before
yes, it
gets better.
You're right. Thanks, Gary. Yep. Appreciate it. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You know, one thing I love about our listeners, they're so engaged in everything, that whether it's politics or cultural issues or sports. Lisa's saying, I'm not sure I'd go so far as to call Berlin classic rock. Okay. Duly noted. But it was just a musical challenge then. And then elsewhere, we have Clay says, good morning. Remember, it's Smokey Bear, not Smokey the Bear. Okay, so we get that out there as well. All right. Spencer Pratt, 20 years ago, was playing a villain on a reality television show. And now he's running for mayor of Los Angeles. The reason why he's running for mayor of Los Angeles is because California Governor Gavin Newsom, and specifically Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, basically were AWOL, and his home burned down, his parents' home burned down in the Pacific Palisades fires, and there was no reason that they had to burn down. Remember, it was mismanaged, the management of the forest, the management of the water resources. She was, I think, in Africa at the time at some kind of seminar conference, and she was out of the state when the fires hit. And so many people were devastated. To date, not many permits have been issued to rebuild in the Pacific Palisades. And again, this is just, and the reason why I bring it up, because it's Los Angeles, it's California. You might say, well, why should we care about it here in Maryland? Because it's the same ideology. It is the same mindset. Karen Bass was in Cuba when Spencer Pratt was on the Hills, reality television. She was in Cuba training with Fidel Castro and the rest of the Cuban communists when she was in her 20s. So, again, this is the mindset. These are the progressive Marxists that are running our cities into the ground, including Mayor Scott, who is a progressive here in Baltimore, and, of course, Karen Bass in Los Angeles. Same mindset, same ideology, and we see it each and every day. So he's decided he was going to pick it up. And by the way, he's surging in the polls, and I think the election is next Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, June the 2nd, in California. And he was on Gutfeld last night, talked about why he is rising in the polls.
This is my favorite thing the internet says. They're like, he's so big on the internet, but is he big in the streets? Yes, the people I'm surging with are the people having to step over the naked drug addicts and step into human poop to get their $20 matcha.
Yeah.
Those are the people that I'm surging with. The moms across Los Angeles who have to use their strollers around fentanyl needles and naked drug addict zombies with machetes that maybe will chop a limb off. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reality. That is the current reality. Los Angeles, San Francisco, many of these major cities have just been devastated, wrecked by the left and their woke policies. Pratt went on, he was asked, you know, what politician do you model yourself out? Do you have any political role models?
I keep getting asked, what politicians do you look up to? Who do you like? I'm like, I hate these people. Like, what are you talking about? These people let my house, my mom's house, burned out. They are just, I called Mayor Bass on the debate an incredible liar, but she's actually a terrible liar. She's just incredible at how much she does it.
Yeah, you know? She's volume, not quality.
I don't know.
Her confidence is stunning.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel ripped him a new one the other day on his show, but Dennis Quaid, the actor, came up with a name for Spencer Pratt. They're calling him the look-around candidate.
Yeah, my campaign now, how I identify, besides being the common sense American, it's the look around candidate. Mm-hmm. You look around and see with your own eyes what I'm saying, and it's true. And that's why I'm going to win, because my opponents just lie, and they've had 10 years combined that they've created everything that they are looking around and seeing.
This would be a monumental upset. This would be a shocker, be it, obviously, Spencer Pratt or Steve Hilton out in California. The question is, have Californians, have Los Angelinos, have they had enough of what they see, this deterioration, this cultural rot, and watching their once great city? L.A. used to be a beautiful city, and it has now been ruined by these leftist, woke policy. 643 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
895, a few brake lights there at O'Donnell Street, but nothing major. We recovered, had a big problem this morning at 515 at the Old Harbor Tunnel. That's been gone for a while. A little bit slow here. Speed reduction only on 895. You can see 95 next door, and the lanes are open there at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And then 95 continues clear towards a big ramp at Camden Yards at 95 and Russell Street and 395. Beltway looks really good. Some areas on the Beltway south and east are fighting a little bit of the bright sunshine right now. And we've taken a look at the BW Parkway through Arundel Mills down through 175 and coming up through Powder Mill Road and up towards 197. And right now, all the lanes are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Gorgeous day today. It's already a beautiful morning. We're looking at sunshine, low humidity, upper 70s tonight, upper 50s tomorrow and Sunday. Sunshine, mid-70s for the highs. Just beautiful, beautiful weekend. Right now, we're looking at it is 53 and sunny in Severn, 53 in Parkville. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Butterball Johnson.
If you guys are doing that, I am done. You can hold me in contempt from now until the cows come home.
Speaking of which, where is Joy Behar?
Grillo's pickle slides are now a thing. You know, the pickle stuff, it's just really hot right now. It's more... Remember the the fried chicken sandwiches, spicy chicken sandwiches for a while? And then it's protein, now it's pickles. Pickles are everywhere. This is footwear, available June the 12th, and $75 a pair. And these are the Grillo's green pickle slides. These are little, like Crocs you can put on your feet.
I love their pickles.
Yeah, it's the good stuff.
I do, too.
Oh, they're so good.
Now, what kind of pickle do you like? You like the dill? Do you like the kosher? Do you like the sweet and sour? Do you like the butter? Do you like... fried
pickles?
Like
this new one they have out now. It has garlic in it and some dill, weed, and some other stuff. Really good.
Weed? You have weed in your pickles?
It has weed in it, yeah. But it's moist. It's moist.
So you just keep eating more.
You got the pickle munchies, do you?
Sometimes.
Chuck, good news for you. Rotisserie Chicken fans now officially have their own designer bag. It's called Le Chicken.
Oh.
Get it? A limited edition purse shaped in style like the plastic rotisserie chicken container you see in every grocery store. Maggie, you'd look good with one of those.
I'd beat somebody up if they carried that.
Rotisserie chicken purses. Ready to eat, it says. Garlic Parm Doritos have officially arrived nationwide. All right, Garlic Parm Doritos. Hey, the Euros unveiled their Star Wars-inspired concessions. Thanks to Gary Stein for suggesting this today. Again, this is what they have this weekend for their Star Wars-inspired concessions. They have something called Dueling Lightsabers. Oh. These are hot dogs. And the fresh catch of the day, frog legs and a spice bag chicken. The Dueling
Lightsabers.
The spice bag chicken. The Dueling Lightsabers feature battered and fried foot-long Burke's beef hot dogs topped with cheese sauce and crumbled crystals. They're available for purchase at the Bleacher Grill by Gate H.
Okay. Now, did they name that after Victoria Beckham, the spice bag?
They could have.
She's an old spice bag.
She is. And then we have the Grogu's fresh catch of the day, fried frog legs with lemon, garlic, and
my
parsley.
My neighbors used to always make them.
And that's in the lower concourse by Section 5. $30.
You ever had frog legs?
Yes. Tastes like chicken. And the Irish takeout inspired spice bag features golden fried chicken, crispy fries, chili peppers, bell peppers, and onions covered in a cartel curry sauce. That's Bleacher Grill, Gate H. $20, basically. Okay. Crown Nuggets are back.
I was just going to say, if you're going to say about nuggets, I was going to talk about nuggets.
Yeah. Crown Nuggets are back at the menu at Burger King starting the next Tuesday.
Hot.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
KFC is offering 5 chicken tenders for $5. Great deal there. And Papa John's, if your children or grandchildren are into Toy Story, they've launched their new Toy Story 5 personal pizzas.
No.
Yeah, Space Ranger Roni, Sheriff's Roundup, and Reach for the Pie. At your participating Papa John's. There you go, Pop. Now you can take your grandchildren to Papa John's.
Yes, I got a nice visual for you here. If you're on 895, you're going north. And you come up through the toll plaza, there is a car carrying container ship
right off of that point there by the Harbor Tunnel, getting ready to dock.
Chuck, we have
up with all kinds of vehicles.
We have received a text from a listener that I wanted to share with you. Let me see if I can find it now. I don't know what I did with it. Oh, there it is. Okay. You should ask Chuck if he recalls 6239 Delta and 8882 Victor. I had the opportunity to fly traffic with a friend of mine who flew Chuck around the Beltway. On one occasion or another, another traffic plane operated by Sam suddenly appeared beside us with a rear window exposing a full moon.
A flying butt.
I believe the moon had a name of Joy or Dave. It was good times many years ago. Still listening to you all.
Yes. One of my
that sounds like a familiar
one
person.
Morning actually threw up in the plane.
Oh,
and he proceeded to take
there's
off
There's no stewardess? To bring you a bag?
He took off his T-shirt, threw up in it, and then tried to throw the shirt out the window.
Oh, no.
Those people throw lots of things out the window. I'll keep it closed, but
where did the
know
moon,
some people.
Where did the moon come from?
I don't know.
That's hard to do an assessment.
Are you denying
trust me,
that,
I've tried.
Are you denying you were mooned in the air?
There was room in the back of those 182 Cessnas. There was a back seat. I used to sit in the back seat.
It was a small back seat, though. It was very small. It was like room for one person.
That's the only place you could put all
the equipment. So how could you... I'm just trying to think of the logistics to moon somebody in one of those. That's all.
Now, I've heard this story from another source about you being mooned. And I was just wondering if this is an urban myth or if there's any accuracy or truth to it.
It's a myth.
Okay.
Because I never would have forgotten that. I did get mooned one time at the pier in Ocean City with a young man who was riding around in a car showing his rear. And when he came around the fifth time, I had a big piece of plywood in my hand and smacked his ass. And he went into the car. He hit the driver. They almost crashed into a park car. And he had a baboon ass for the rest of the night.
All right, folks, you heard it here first.
I set him up, and he came around the fourth time, and I let him have it.
Baboon Ass Johnson. Somehow, I don't think it's going to work. All right, Chuck, thanks. Appreciate it. See you at 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Hey, my wife and I are getting ready to head into Town Appliance to see either mayor, both guys named mayor, running Town Appliance. It is time to pick out the refrigerator since we made all our modifications to the kitchen, and we're going for just a single fridge this time. But whether you're in a market for a single appliance or an entire kitchen upgrade, this is the place to go. Five-star customer service, competitive pricing. They want you as a customer for life. You got a spring Memorial Day sales event still going on right now at Town Appliance, and they've got 70 different brands on display from the high ends like Bosch to stuff that's a little more friendly on your budget. Doesn't matter. Whatever your budget is, they've got it for you at Town Appliance. Make sure you tell them I sent you in. That's Town Appliance at townappliance.com, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes, and here he is, Baboon Johnson.
I hear a baboon rising. I always thought that's what they were saying.
I always thought it was there's a bathroom on the right.
Yeah, there's a bathroom on the right, and I hear a baboon rising. So, there you go, Mr. Casey. The outer loop right here at Liberty Road is slowing a little bit. I'm not sure if they're looking at something a little further down. I looked a little further down towards the ramp at Security Boulevard, and it's moving fine there, so keep an eye on it. But right now there's a speed reduction. That's the only spot on the Beltway on the west side that's slowing, but it is starting to back up. Parkville side right here at Hartford Road is clear on both the inner and the outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. Just one word, just splendid. It's going to be a beautiful, sunny, low humidity, upper 70s today, upper 50s tonight, mid-70s for Saturday and Sunday with nothing but sunshine all the way around. 54 right now in Baltimore City, 53 in Bel Air. And I just got a email from one of our listeners in Mark. He says, hello, a friend of the family has said they received a mail-in ballot that was not requested. Has anyone else reported the same? Could this be part of the recent mismailing of the ballots? Well, they weren't mismailed. The original ballots went out. There were a number of errors, people receiving Democrats getting Republican ballots, vice versa, and we just don't know how many. So they have now sent out replacement ballots. All the ballots will be sent out as of today. So if you don't get your replacement ballot by, you know, Saturday, Monday at the latest, then you should inquire. But we're now being told Maryland's top elections administrator, Jared Damaris, is urging mail-in voters to cast the replacement ballots following the ballot error in which some voters were sent ballots to the opposite party. But he said state officials will still count the original if it is submitted instead. Now, folks, I'm just telling you, this is ripe for problems. I think we do need the Justice Department to intervene here. You count one or the other, but you don't count. And this just opened it up for counting both. Damaris, the state's top elections administrator, told the Baltimore Sun the elections board had all along intended to count original ballots if voters didn't send in their replacement ballots. He said language on the Board of Elections website noting that such ballots were voided was internal election jargon that confused Marylanders. Yeah, well, you've done a good job at that. You haven't done a good job of preparing for this election. You didn't do a good job of reviewing the ballots, but you have done a very good job at confusing Maryland voters. And Christian brought this point up yesterday, saying maybe this was done by design. In a primary where there may actually be some competition for Governor Tax-In Spend More. And let's face it, they're trying to expand the county council to 9 seats and beyond. And by the way, Democrats want to take that even further. But besides the 9 seats in Baltimore County, they want to take it, 11, 13. It's like packing the Supreme Court. They want to pack the council. So what better way to do this is to confuse voters as to, you know, whether which ballot's going to get. You got a million ballots out there. 1 million ballots. And now they're telling us, well, we're going to count the originals if the replacements aren't sent in, but they told us to destroy the originals, and they're only going to count the replacements instead. What the hell is going on?
And I still don't know, like, how do they go about counting this stuff behind closed doors? So are they going to put everything? I mean, when you have that many ballots, and they can't do anything else, right? I mean, so I don't really trust them to do it in an organized way. I don't know. How do you make sure that when you count one vote, well, did they send the first ballot in? Are things alphabetized for? And I don't know. Like, how are they going to check? If someone different counts, do they log into a system? I'm sure they would have some pat answer if we could ask them, but I still don't. I don't trust them. I mean, they can't get one job right. So, right. So if the stuff that we know about they can't get right, how are we supposed to trust the stuff that they do behind closed? Well, just trust us. We'll get it right. We'll figure it out. We'll organize it.
Now, Damaris told the Sun paper the elections board will cross-reference original ballots with voters' recorded party registration, and that he's confident the incorrect ballots won't be cast because of the board's extensive communication with voters. It doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. X amount of people are just not going to get that communication. X amount of people are going to get their ballot, maybe ignore it, not send it back at all. X amount of people are going to send back the original ballot and not destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to mm-hmm. ignore the replacement ballot. Or they might say, well, wait a minute, I already voted, but maybe that ballot doesn't count because now I'm getting a replacement ballot, so I'm going to fill that one out too. See the confusion that this creates? I tell you, they ought to have send in election monitors to make sure that these things are being counted properly. It is. There's just so much confusion right now. And you know what? This is costing candidates money. because candidates now have to spend extra money to educate their own voters in their own races on what to do.
That's a good point. I still think that it just wasn't an accident that the Harford County, you know, the teachers union in Harford County, whatever, was saying that. I think that's what they're all thinking. Take whether it was by design or not. I think it was by design, personally, but we don't know. But regardless, it's happened, and they're saying take advantage of it. Rig the Republican primary.
And we still don't have any transparency on this. We don't know what the exact error was, who caused the error,
how many,
why the error wasn't caught either by the printer or by the State Board of Elections. Somebody had to sign off on that and be in charge of reviewing the test ballot, if you will, the original press kit or press test or whatever they call it.
And I still worry. It would be great. If the DOJ could investigate, great. But what can they do in time before June 11th? An early primary, early voting starts, or that's the thing. I hate investigating this stuff afterwards. You never get the answer, and it's always too late to do anything about it. I don't want this election to be stolen.
That's a legitimate concern. Also, there might be legal challenges now based on these ballot errors in close races where they may not be for recounts or whatever. Who's going to pay for that, et cetera? It's a mess. They've really messed it up big time. 7 o'clock, you're listening to KC and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Being called a memorandum of understanding under consideration by the U.S. and Iran, it would extend the ceasefire 60 days, allowing negotiations to continue, but also call for freedom of navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. This proposal has not yet been signed off on. In the meantime, correspondent Joe Fetterman says tension in the region remains high.
As ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran drag on, the truce has come under another test. The U.S. has carried out a series of strikes on Iranian targets this week, most recently on Wednesday night. It says these strikes are in response to Iranian threats. In the latest incident, Kuwait says it was attacked by Iranian missiles and drones. Iran confirms that it launched a fresh attack in the region. It says this is in response to American aggression. Now, these clashes have not caused the ceasefire to collapse, but they have left the Middle East on edge.
Fed up with high energy prices, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says oil and gas prices will drop once the U.S.-Iran conflict has been settled.
What we've seen is actually oil prices are down about 10% in May. There are almost 2,000 ships waiting to come out of the Gulf. And I think the oil market is going to be very well supplied on the other side of this, and that we could see prices come down very quickly.
A Russian drone has slammed into an apartment building in eastern Romania. Two people injured. A NATO member, Romania, now asking the alliance for help in defending against Russian drones. On the launch pad in Florida for a test last night, the Blue Origin rocket failed the test. It blew up. A deafening explosion and massive fireball lighting up the nighttime sky over Cape Canaveral. There were no injuries. An apartment building explosion in Dallas. It killed three people. There had been reports of an odor of natural gas prior to the explosion. Dow futures up 93 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You've put in the work to get that first job, moved up the ranks, or started a family. Now it's time to take your success to the next level. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we're here to help you keep that momentum going with educational programs built around real-world, in-demand career skills. We'll teach you how to apply emerging technologies like AI and data science, plus timeless skills like leadership, communication, critical thinking, and more. Affordable, accredited, and online. A UMGC education fits your life so you can keep growing while you keep going. You've succeeded before. Now succeed again. At UMGC, we believe nothing should stand in the way of your next achievement. Not doubt, not your life stage, and especially not an application fee. Just apply by June 1st and we'll waive your application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new delay now here on I-95. The report went out for the area around the 63-mile marker. That's just south of the Beltway. Here's a big old tractor trailer. I'm not sure if he's in a wreck where he just broke down. He's sitting in the center lane. There was another tractor trailer, which they're saying they think was involved with this guy, who's a little bit further down near the bridge at Kenwood Avenue. So right now, we're getting a backup for the traffic coming south from White Marsh and coming down eventually into Rosedale. So right now, this one vehicle is in the center lane. The other tractor trailer is a little bit further down in that area on the right shoulder. So the fire department is just now trying to position themselves to get in there. There's nobody behind this big one in the center lane just south of the Beltway at this point at the 63-mile marker, and that is going to be a problem, at least temporarily. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast, a beautiful day ahead of us, mostly sunny and warm with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
56 degrees in Abingdon and 56 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The 11-year-old boy who was shot in West Baltimore remains hospitalized at Johns Hopkins Children's Center. The boy was injured when the suspects in a drive-by shooting opened fire on a 26-year-old man who was the intended target. Michelle Good tells WBFF-TV that her grandson was shot seven times on the playground at Dolphin Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, and he suffered injuries to his kidney, lungs, foot, and spine. The boy's family believes someone knows something, and they're asking for information that could lead to arrest in the case. And charges have been filed in connection with a Wednesday shooting in West Baltimore. City police say 56-year-old Michael Thornton of Baltimore County is facing attempted first-degree murder and handgun charges. The 23-year-old victim was shot in the 2000 block of North Bentlow Street, and family members took the victim to a hospital before police arrived. His injury is non-life-threatening. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 599. The Pick 4, 0401. 7:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up. That's from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, it was a bittersweet night last night for Orioles starter Chris Bassitt, who pitched effectively for six innings against his former mates, allowing just one run. But the Birds wasted chances at the plate and on the base pass in a 2-1 loss at Camden Yards. Bassitt asked about facing his former team after the game.
You always want to have bragging rights, so to speak. So, yeah, there's always that extra, like, fun factor in it all. But, I'm just happy, just like I said, just to keep feeding off the starters and keep it going.
Meanwhile, more from Lamar this week out in Owings Mills regarding the Ravens' new offense and working with new offensive coordinator Declan Doyle, who, by the way, is only 1 year older than Lamar.
He wants me involved a lot. You know, Coach Jesse, that's why, you know, I believe Coach Jesse brought him along, and I'm having fun with it. You know, all of us having fun with the new system and what he sees on the field and from what he sees on film. So it's great. It's great.
Meanwhile, at the French Open in Paris, based on the betting odds, top-ranked Yannick Sinner had an implied 99% chance of winning his match yesterday against unranked Juan Manuel Chirondolo. But after winning the first two sets easily, Sinner's body essentially wilted in the stifling Paris heat. Losing to Chirondolo in five sets, he had to leave the court for 9 minutes in set number four. It's one of the biggest tennis upsets of all time. And finally, the hockey world mourning the shocking loss of a four-time Stanley Cup champion today. The great Claude Lemieux died by suicide yesterday. Lemieux played 21 years in the NHL for six different teams, winning the Stanley Cup with three of them. Lemieux's family became concerned when he did not return home from his furniture store in Palm Beach County, Florida, and that's where Lemieux's son found his father. Claude Lemieux was 60 years of age. Coming up in 30 minutes, a former Oriole pulling his weight. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, email us am680wcbm.com, text into the show, use the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, the mayor asking a judge to dismiss the inspector general's lawsuit against the city. A biological male has now won the girls track and field title championship, state championship in California. And that nonsense and absurdity and insanity continues in some states and some parts of our country. But our top story here today is that in spite of what the mayor and the governor say, that violent crime is down as far as the data goes. And as we've seen before, they mess with the data. They manipulate data. We saw it in Washington where there are people being investigated for manipulating crime data. And I'm going to talk about D.C. cops. Not all, but some. And one wonders, but this is just indicative of the kind of violence, the indiscriminate urban violence that plagues Baltimore. An 11-year-old boy playing on a playground and a 26-year-old man, who I think was probably the intentional or initial target, was targeted in a drive-by shooting, but either they were not very good shots or they just sprayed their gunfire everywhere because the 11-year-old was hit multiple times in West Baltimore, and now family members are pleading for the public's help, saying they believe someone has information that could lead to the arrest of the individual or individuals, the criminals, responsible for the shooting of Tristan Good Jordan, who was at Johns Hopkins Children's Center Thursday, where his family waiting for his recovery. Both of his grandmothers speaking to Fox 45 yesterday, and here's one of his grandmothers reacting to the news that her 11-year-old grandson is fighting for his life.
For my grandbaby, being in that hospital bed, laying in that bed, an innocent person, fighting for his life. Like, why? Why did it have to happen to him?
Another one of his grandmothers, Michelle Good, revealing that Tristan had been shot seven times and is clinging on for survival.
In the abdomen, his kidney punctured, his lungs punctured. He got shot in the spine and his hemis. And in his foot, is a bullet still enlarged in his foot and in his spine.
Yeah, so again, do not know what the medical prognosis is for Tristan, but he is in our thoughts and prayers here this morning. The police commissioner, mayor, reacting also to this horrific shooting in Upton.
What we have here is another case of weak-ass men who cannot resolve their petty conflict without gunfire.
You got two cowards pull up in a vehicle. They want to shoot somebody for some reason or other.
And with all due respect to the mayor and to the police commissioner, you can call them weak-ass men, you can call them cowards. They don't care what you call them. The only thing they'll understand is if justice prevails. But here, and again, let's say for argument's sake, they're not above the age of 18. Who knows what's going to happen to those juveniles? Because they've sent a message this week with the Youth Charging Reform Act that if they're underage, Now, this is obviously attempted murder. You would think there would be a... But they're no longer automatically charged in adult court. They would be charged in the juvenile court. And if then, it's up to a judge to decide. If they happen to be juveniles, we don't know who they are yet. But if they happen to be juveniles, you know, it's a 50-50 shot as to whether or not they'll ever be charged as adults in the city of Baltimore. So you can call them weak-ass men. You can call them cowards. You can call them everything you want. But until this criminal justice system gets fixed, again, that's where the focus needs to be. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, there are big delays now. 95 southbound. This wreck is just south of the Beltway in Rosedale. Two tractor trailers came together. One made it to the shoulder. One is still sitting in the traveled portion southbound as you're coming south of the Beltway. So now, first off, the express lanes are clear. If you want to get to the express lanes back up there at White Marsh Boulevard, you're going straight on through. If you're on the 95 straight through lanes coming down from White Marsh Boulevard, getting down around the bridge at King Avenue, Rossville Boulevard, that's where the delay is right there. At that point, before you get to the Beltway, you'll need to be on the left side of the roadway. Looking at it now, it looks like there are only going to be a single lane to the left on 95 on the main line for the traffic going by the accident scene. The ramp from the Beltway to 95 South is open, and it's not much of a problem getting around that. But this is going to be here. This is a very large vehicle on 95 Southbound right after the Beltway. City Police with a couple of accidents. Pulaski Highway at Monument Street right there at the split, and then Greenmount Avenue at Madison Street near the city jail. Mr. Casey has a room there most times on the weekend, but big walls there, Mr. Casey.
Thank you from my beloved roommate.
Yeah, you and I in the same room. You got to be kidding.
Sparks fly when that happens.
Yes, Mr. Casey, that's a true story. I'll give it back to you now.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you. Magnanimous gesture. Fox 25 Weather Channel forecast. Not Weather Channel. Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. There's an old name out of the past. Beautiful, gorgeous day today. Sunshine. Upper 70s today. And tonight, upper 50s. And then Saturday and Sunday look absolutely beautiful. Sunny, highs in the mid-70s. So enjoy. Right now, sunny 59 in Annapolis. And it is also 59 in Ocean City. Time for our Mega Movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So there's a lot of, again, I think misreporting, fabrication, dishonest reporting, yellow journalism regarding the Iran peace deal. So I don't trust any of these outlets that are reporting that there is a Iran deal and that, it does not favor the United States. It favors Iran. This is Wall Street Journal type stuff. Look, what I believe comes out of the Trump administration comes out of the president's mouth, the vice president's mouth. Yes, there is a memorandum of understanding. It has not been approved yet. They're working on the deal. They're working on the language. Here's Vice President Vance talking about it yesterday.
On Iran, give us an update on where the situation are and what you expect the president to sign this MOU.
Well, I think it's hard to say exactly when or if the president's going to sign the MOU. We're going back and forth on a couple of language points. I do think that we've made a lot of progress here. It's very clear that I think the Iranians, they want a deal, and they want to open the Straits of Hormuz. We want them to open the Straits of Hormuz. There are a couple of issues on the nuclear stuff, the highly enriched stockpile, and also the question of enrichment. So, we're going back and forth with them. We do think they're negotiating, at least so far, in good faith, and we're making some progress. Hopefully, we'll continue to make progress. The president will be in a position where he can endorse the agreement, but obviously, that's still TBD.
Yeah, to be determined when or if. That's still an if, big if. In fact, because the president has been adamant about no nukes for Iran, period. No dust, that's the enriched uranium that is just a step away or two from weapons-grade nuclear material, fissile material that could be used to build a bomb. No dust, no dollars. And no control on the Strait of Hormuz, which, by the way, is an international body of water. So Iran, Oman, none of them have any say or any control over that body of water. And that's, so those are the three non-negotiables. Scott Bessent filling in for Caroline Leavitt at the White House press briefing yesterday. Did an excellent job. Love Scott Bessent. I think he's doing a great job. He really is one of the, great upgrades at this cabinet. He ended Gavin Newsom's entire argument. Newsom wants to tax 100% on Trump anti-weaponization payouts to the folks who were wronged, that were maliciously prosecuted by the Biden Justice Department. Here's the question and what he had to say.
Thanks, sir. Governor Gavin Newsom has floated this idea of a 100% state tax on Californians who receive money from President Trump's anti-weaponization fund. Your response to the governor's call for 100%
tax? There's no cure for stupid.
There's no cure for stupid. You hear that, Gavin? Mr. Governor Skinny Pants? The White House is pushing Congress to approve a $250 bill featuring President Trump's portrait. That would require changing a 160-year-old law that prohibits any living person from appearing on U.S. currency. Here's the current Secretary of Treasury, Scott Bessent, talking about the Trump $250 bill.
At present, no living person can be on U.S. currency, and the currency must say, "In God We Trust." Right now, there is proposed legislation to change the first requirement so that a living person, Donald J. Trump, could be on a $250 bill. So it's all up on Capitol Hill. At Treasury, we prepare things in advance, so we have prepared in advance that if the legislation is passed, but we will stick to the law.
Yeah, should Congress pass it, that'll happen. $250 bill with Trump's visage on. That drives the left crazy. And they want to ban the fact that he was going to be put, his picture was going to be on the passport. It was a collector's item, is what it is. The Columbus Circle, D.C.'s Union Station, has been completely restored. The fountain has been reopened. It's working. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. And next up is Union Station itself, which is due for a makeover. Republicans are poised to finish this year's redistricting battle with 10 seats. That's what we went in. That was the goal. We needed 10 seats, and it looks like we're going to get those 10 seats. And that is going to go a far cry. That actually helped with the with the redistricting battle in the midterms come this fall. Some artists are dropping out of the America 250 DC concert series after, and again, this is what happens. People find out that they're going to perform, and this is nonpartisan. This is bipartisan. This is celebrating America's 250th birthday for all parties, Democrats, Republicans, but again, they've made it political. Springsteen was screaming like an idiot in DC at Nats Park the other day. Again, that man is off his rocker now. He's a lunatic. Morris Day of Morris Day and the Time Machine won't be performing. Young MC, he pulled out, as did part of Milli Vanilli. No great loss there. The Commodores were going to be part of the American State Fair. They said, no, they're not going to. Martina McBride, who has performed for Obama and for Clinton, all of a sudden has said, no, he's not going to perform. Bret Michaels of the band Poison says he's not going to perform based on threats he and his band members have got. So you know what? I would just throw it out to those who want to volunteer to perform and let them come. Those who want to come, want to be there, want to celebrate America, true American patriots, so be it. The president's refiled his $10 billion lawsuit over Wall Street Journal report of the Epstein birthday letter. The Trump Accounts app launched yesterday, if you are interested in that. And a huge win for election integrity as a federal judge has smashed desperate Democrat lawsuit from the DNC, from Chuck Schumer and Hakeem the Scheme Jeffries. It has cleared way for citizenship checks on mail-in ballots, and that is great news. And that's the way it went down 495 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Don't forget the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com and our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling.
But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Maryland is headed in the wrong direction. Rising crime, higher taxes, out-of-touch politicians in Annapolis. Enough is enough. John Myrick is running for Congress to restore public safety, cut taxes, and put Maryland families first. It's time to get Maryland back on track. Vote John Myrick for governor.
Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick. Thomas Cynthia Price, treasurer.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so 95 South, if you're coming down from White Marsh Boulevard, you're trying to go down through Rosedale and eventually pick up both the Harbor Tunnels. We had a tractor-trailer involved in a wreck. Actually, there were two on the southbound side before the bridge at Kenwood Avenue. They separated the tractor-trailer and the tractor itself, moved some of the equipment off to the right. There's another piece still sitting in the right lane southbound right after the belt. So we're getting two lanes by, but it's a tight squeeze coming through there. And every once in a while, it goes down to a single lane with the state highway truck sitting there and giving protection to the accident scene. So it looks like right at the scene, it's a single lane to the left, and then two lanes open up. In the express lane, there's a box truck and a trooper sitting there, but they're pretty much on the shoulder. That's not going to be a big deal. You're back up on 95. We'll be back to the King Avenue Bridge. The express lanes are open. If you can get to the express lanes back at White Marsh, you'll save all of that time. Right now, I would say maybe 10, 15 minutes with the backup on the main line of 95. The ramp traffic coming off the Beltway to go south on 95 having no impact at all going by the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is going to be a gorgeous weekend, so get out, enjoy. Whatever plans you made outdoors last weekend, you can probably transfer to this weekend. It's going to be that nice. It's going to be sunny and warm, low humidity today, upper 70s and upper 50s for the low tonight. Nice, cool sleeping weather. And then tomorrow and Sunday, sunshine. Highs will be in the mid-70s, so it is going to be just an absolutely splendid weekend. And right now, we're looking at it's cool to start, 54 in and sunny in Owings Mills, and it is 57 in Ocean City. All right, it is 7:25. We're talking about unfortunately this 11-year-old, and here's the thing: because of look, there's just pure it's good and evil. There's a lot of evil individuals out there. You've got evil. You've got mentally ill. You've got illegal aliens. You have criminal mindset, and then you have these juvenile thugs that have been sent a message by the state of Maryland from the governor from the Maryland General Insane Asylum that you can pretty much do anything you want and get away with it, and including attempted murder. And so we have an 11-year-old fighting for his life in Johns Hopkins Children's Center, and his grandmother said really is just a sad statement all the way around.
Because it was a playground. Kids was playing. My grandson, 11 years old, innocent bystander, got shot 7 times. It's sad, sad, just sad.
Equally as sad as what's happening in some of our school systems. I heard Kim talking about this just the other day, about this Baltimore County teacher that was in charge of a classroom full of children that special needs, special learning needs, I should say, and learning disabilities, and apparently was drugging, allegedly, the children with melatonin. We now hear from Baltimore County Public School Superintendent Dr. Miriam Rogers that that individual now has is no longer employed by Baltimore County Public Schools.
BCPS cannot comment on pending litigation, and that individual is no longer employed with Baltimore County Public Schools.
Now, how do we know about this? Because there's a federal lawsuit has been filed against this teacher for giving her class over-the-counter sleeping supplements known as melatonin. And so she has either resigned or been fired or shown the door or whatever the case may be. Parents reacting to the news that their children were being drugged by a teacher. Not just the teacher, but aides apparently knew about this as well.
I'm pretty shocked, but I can't imagine a teacher doing that and without any parental supervision. But if it's true, that would be wrong.
My wife was upset right now.
Yeah, and Baltimore County Public School Systems, which is one of the most least transparent school systems in the country, unable to provide additional details at this time. But a mother of a nonverbal autistic student at Maiden Choice School is the one that filed this federal civil rights lawsuit, claiming her child, along with other students, drugged with melatonin by their teacher. The lawsuit began in state court, now moving to federal court. And so now this is a pretty significant lawsuit. It cites an incident that happened back in September of 2024. Within the lawsuit statement of facts, it states that nonverbal autistic child was given melatonin each morning for a period of at least 2 months by the teacher and her aides. The mother was informed by the administrative staff, especially the principal of Maiden Choice School, that the incident was under investigation. The teacher was placed on administrative leave. The whistleblower reportedly came forward, and get this, according to court documents, the principal and assistant principal had suspicions well before of foul play. The entire class was found sleeping during the day, midday, daily, and consistently for a period of at least 6 weeks before the whistleblower was heard from. The court documents also state that as a direct result of the incident, the mother said her child suffered significant cognitive behavioral setbacks in an already existing treatment and condition, suffered severe blood loss from bloody noses, developed insomnia, was deprived of free education, was discriminated against due to his nonverbal disability. Again, I don't know what kind of vetting is going on for some of these teachers. That's not being done properly. And where's the supervision of some of these teachers in some of these classrooms? Thank God for these whistleblowers, etc. But you can't, you're not supposed to be able to give even an aspirin to a child unless a parent has given permission for the school to do so. And this, once again, Baltimore County Public Schools, showing that they've got some serious gaps in judgment. 7:30, time for the latest on news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that the Baltimore City Department of Transportation is alerting drivers to road closures and traffic pattern changes going into effect this weekend. For live detour information, drivers are encouraged to download the Waze.com app. And Maryland has launched the Opioid Restitution Fund dashboard so the public can track settlement funds on the state and local level. The interactive dashboard provides an overview of the funds the state has received and is expected to receive over the next decade from legal settlements with opioid manufacturers, distributors, and retail pharmacies. And some Baltimore County residents are being notified after routine testing found elevated levels of total trihalomethanes in portions of the drinking water system. The Baltimore Department of Public Works says Sparks, Lockraven, Hillendale, and Bird River Harewood Park areas averaged 84 and 83 parts per billion, which is above the federal and state limit of 80. Officials stress the water is safe to drink. And Fox 45 reports that Baltimore County Public Schools superintendent confirmed the teacher cited in a federal lawsuit for giving her class over-the-counter sleeping supplements known as melatonin is no longer employed within the school system. Fox 45 News also reached out to the Baltimore County Police Department, asking whether the teacher has ever been investigated by police for what's alleged in the lawsuit or whether BCPD will now conduct its own investigation. A spokesperson replied back saying, "We are not investigating this matter at this time." And the Annapolis Police Department's Safe Gun Give Back program takes place this weekend. From 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday, gun owners can turn in their unwanted firearms at police headquarters on Taylor Avenue. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Casey here with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Amazing. For nearly a full decade now on WCBM, you've been helping families plan their next big move by eliminating the typical risk home sellers face. So as we head into early summer, what's your best advice for sellers who want to get the most money but don't want to be bothered by the typical hassles?
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, 23 years helping thousands of families
families sell for their price and with certainty. Right now, inventory and days on market are increasing. That's why smart sellers are asking for more than just empty promises. Our sellers get an upfront written guarantee that if I can't sell your home, I'll step in and buy it at a price and time frame you agree to.
I like that. Check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews online from satisfied customers, and I'll add mine as well. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust with my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
732 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I-95 is in a single lane right now, just south of the Beltway coming into Rosedale. It's a wreck involving two tractor trailers that came together about half an hour ago now. Single lane right there at the Beltway. The express lanes are open. The ramp traffic from the Beltway to go south on 95, no impact there. But the main line of 95 coming south from White Marsh Boulevard has at least a mile back up, maybe even a little bit longer now. So if you can get to the express lanes, that would be a good idea. But if you're not going to be able to get over there, once you get to the Beltway, need to be in a single lane to the left going by the accident scene southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a beautiful day ahead of us, mostly sunny and warm with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:35, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Well, the late inning mistakes last night cost the O's dearly, especially this one in the bottom of the eighth.
Fastball in there for a strike. Throw down. Got him!
Dan Shulman had the call on Sportsnet Canada. Pete Alonso picked off at first to end a threat in the eighth after Anthony Nunez walked in the winning run in the top half as the Birds fall to the Jays 2-1 last night at Camden Yards. It snaps a feel-good three-game winning streak. Birds were 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Tonight, game two at 7:05 with Trevor Rogers pushing that rock up the hill again, trying to get back to where he was last year in the early part of this season. Elsewhere in baseball, a former Oriole pitcher finally paying off in the AL West.
Swing and a miss, strike three. Rodriguez with a good fastball today, 98, blown by McGonagall.
Wayne Randazzo had the call on ABTV. Grayson Rodriguez went five strong for L.A. last night, allowing just one run on two hits, lowering his ERA to 7.53 on the year. The Red Hot Angels beat the slumping Tigers 7-1 was the final. Like pulling teeth is a good way to describe the effort it takes to get the Ravens to give up injury news, as it should be, but head coach Jesse Minter did offer a glimpse first on the status of Nnamdi Madubuike.
I think Nnamdi is here a lot. He's working. He's doing some certain parts of our program. I'll probably, again, leave that up to him of when it's really to the point where he may be out there, you know.
And then on to linebacker Teddy Buchanan as well.
Teddy's, I think, you know, really far ahead of schedule. Everybody kind of knows the timeline of when it happened. But the way that guy operates, the way that guy works, I don't think there is a timeline for him.
Madubuike's injury occurred in Week 2 against the Cleveland Browns. Buchanan's in Week 15 against Cincinnati. NBA playoffs last night, Western Conference Final. It was Game 6 in San Antonio.
Wembanyama for another three.
Mike Tirico had the call on NBC all night for Victor Wembanyama. 28 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 blocks as the Spurs take Game 6. 118-91 was the final. They force Game 7 Saturday night in OKC. The time now is 7:36. When we return, it's a spelling bee of our own.
Gary Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the Game Room at Yorktown Social. A massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Okay, so I thought if we're ever going to do this, Sean, we're going to do it today.
Okay.
Okay? And the reason why we're doing it today is because yesterday, Shrey Parikh won the Scripps National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Congratulations to Shrey Parikh. Sixth year that they've done it, that they tried. The final word, by the way, was Cashaw. Do you know how to spell that? It's a type of pumpkin, Cashaw.
Cashaw?
Mm-hmm.
I would say...
I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right.
Yeah, you know, I would say... I don't know. It sounds like cashew, doesn't it?
It does.
So I would say C-A-S-H-A-W.
Good! Excellent.
Yeah.
So this is good, because you're going to get these then, okay? Toughest sports names to spell.
Sports names?
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Yeah.
Again, if we're not doing it today, when are we doing
okay.
it? Okay. All right. Victor Wembanyama.
Oh, please.
Come on! Give it a shot.
And not
the Victor part.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you say the last name again?
Wembanyama.
Wembanyama.
Mm-hmm.
W-E-M-B-Y. No?
No. W-E-M-B-A-N.
B-A-N.
Y-A-M-A. Wembanyama.
All right, just...
Ben Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a tough one, because I think he's... Does he have an O or an E in there?
Yeah, there's a weird letter in there.
Yeah, is it R... Roethlisberger.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty damn good.
All right.
All right, number two. Kyle Juszczyk.
Kyle Juszczyk. Is it U-S-Z? I was going to say...
Starts with a J.
Oh, J.
Yeah.
Okay. So the J is silent. J-U-S... J-U-C-Z-A-K.
J-U-S-Z... C-Z-Y-K.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yep. And the final, Nnamdi Matabike.
This is painful.
Sorry, Sean.
Matabike. Is one of those letters silent in Matabike?
Yes.
Yeah, at the very beginning?
No.
No?
That's in Nnamdi.
Right. Matabike. I'm going to say M-E-T. All right.
M-A-D.
All right.
U-B. U-I-K-E.
Yeah, I got to set up on some of my Nigerian athletes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm sure you'll get me back for this.
Yeah, eventually.
Anyway, a lot of fun.
Yeah, but I noticed you had to go to like foreign names to throw me. I did get cashew, by the way.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
But that's because it sounds like cashew.
Thank you very much, Gary. 7:39. 21 minutes now before the hour, 8 o'clock. Okay. I have to bone up on my foreign names, that's for sure. It is coming to the top of the hour. John Myrick is going to join us. He's a Republican gubernatorial candidate that is running in this upcoming primary. He is going to be with us in studio for the entire hour. I got a bunch of folks weighing in here this morning. This is a email coming in from Travis. He says, Sean, you know, even the mafia back in the day had higher standards than to shoot children, and federal and local authorities were constantly working to break up their crime networks. Baltimore has gangs and criminals shooting children multiple times a year, and Mayor BS and Governor Call Me Mr. President do absolutely nothing and refuse to let the federal government intervene. This is sick. The only reason I can imagine why the residents of Baltimore don't demand better is because over half of the voting bases have family or friends who are part of the gang networks. The city's a third-world bleep hole at this point. Every voter in the state should be ashamed for shielding gangs who shoot children. Even their sworn enemy, ICE, doesn't do that. But according to Bill Ferguson, they arrest children. Okay? Five-year-olds.
All right.
All right, so... Something else that's been sticking in my craw for most of the last week or so. Have you been paying attention to what's happening in Newark at the ICE detention facility? It is disgusting. This isn't freedom of speech. This isn't exercising your First Amendment rights. This is organized anti-government, anti-federal agent criminal activity. For the last several days, ICE agents and Antifa and their affiliated protesters have clashed outside the Delaney Hall Detention Center in Newark. The rioting protesters have blocked the entrance, stopped vehicles from entering the facility, and again, they've thrown bricks and trash and sprayed stuff on ICE agents. So again, here's the question. Why doesn't the FBI stop this violent, organized national activity? Where the hell is Kash Patel? Now, I know the president is busy right now with the Iran issue, But at some point, somebody's got to put this on his desk. Where is Mark Wayne Mullen on this? Again, how could a group within America threaten police, use violence against police, throw Molotov cocktails, bricks, explosive fireworks at police, use batons, shields, bats, and physical evidence against police and federal law enforcement, destroy vehicles, set cars on fire, this has all happened, destroy property, trash, and block the streets and create chaos completely without any consequences. And it's going on within the Trump administration right now. It doesn't matter where it's happening. That's irrelevant. How does any individual or any group do this without being arrested? And the only thing that makes sense is the FBI wants this activity to take place. Why else would they have tolerated it? Day after day, night after night, in most major metropolitan areas around this country, the group known as Antifa operates with impunity. They are organized. They are well-funded. They communicate locally, regionally, and nationally. They mobilize in designated and coordinated areas of operation. They are exceptionally violent and dangerous. They build encampments around federal facilities and openly fight with federal agents and officials, yet nothing is done. Why not? I just don't understand. Where's Todd Blanch? Where's Cash Patel? Where's Mark Wayne Mullen? Where's any of these people that want to protect these ICE agents, these federal agents? This cannot be allowed to be tolerated. Yet you got Democrats running in there leading the charge, like Nadler and Goldman and Andy Kim and others. It's a real head-scratcher for me. I don't get it, why this is being tolerated in this administration. 743 traffic weather on the threes. Time for the update now. The king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Baltimore County was looking for a wreck, and I think they just found it near the bridge at Park Heights Avenue on the Beltway. Have been looking for a backup to develop, and it's here now, right before Reisterstown Road on the inner loop. So if you're coming up from 795, you're getting around the curve towards Park Heights Avenue, there's some activity there. Have not yet seen the accident itself, but that's the report right now. See traffic coming by Park Heights Avenue towards Stevenson, so at least some lanes are open, but the impact right now is coming under the bridge at Reisterstown Road. The other big problem is the wreck on I-95 southbound coming into Rosedale from White Marsh. Only the left-hand lane still open. Tractor trailer, actually two were involved southbound. The backup on 95 on the main line is back towards the King Avenue Bridge. You can work your way over to the express lanes. You'll go straight by the accident scene. If you're in that backup on 95, it's going to take 15 to 20 minutes right now to get through that area. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Now stop by, see Bernie at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News, so give us a call right now. Reserve your spot, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And you get a chance to match wits with Kristen and Maggie and Chuck for a chance at some WCBM merchandise. So call us right now. Today, according to Fox 45 Weather Authority, sunny, gorgeous, beautiful, low humidity, upper 70s for the high tonight, in the upper 50s. And then the weekend unfolding to be pretty nice. Saturday and Sunday, it'll be sunshine both days, mid-70s for the high. No precipitation whatsoever in the next few days. So enjoy. Right now, 57 in Parkville. It is sunny and 58 in downtown Baltimore. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got WCBM merchandise up for grabs here today. You know, we got keys and pens and all sorts of little knickknacks here for you.
Got a couple of whatnots at work there.
Knickknacks. We can come in and watch Maggie work for, 30 minutes.
Knickknack.
If you could take it that long.
Many have tried, many have failed.
Our contestant is Mike in Eldersburg. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to try last again.
Okay. Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. This week, the White House honored Harambe, the gorilla, 10 years after Harambe was shot and killed in the Cincinnati Zoo when a child fell into the gorilla's enclosure. The White House posted saying the Thursday, May 28th, would have marked 10 years since Harambe's death. A symbol of loyalty, strength, chaos, unity, and called Harambe a great legend and patriot. Story two, suddenly heterosexual U.S. Senate candidate James God is non-binary Tallarico is giving some... Can't even get it out. I can't even spit it out. It's so offensive. Anyway, he's now claiming...
Slip of the tongue.
That's right. He's now claiming that he has had a vision and that Jesus has revealed himself to him and said that he was elected to remove the devil in the White House. That is Texas Democrat James Tallarico. And finally, story three. California spending millions of dollars on a program that provides free solar panels to illegal aliens. And that also includes low-income farm workers, including illegals, as part of their new farm worker weatherization program. All right, story one. White House honors Harambe, the gorilla, on the 10th year anniversary of his death. Story two. James God is non-binary Tallarico, says Jesus appeared to him, says get rid of the devil in the White House. And story three, California giving free solar panels to illegal aliens. All right, we'll start with Maggie.
Of course. I'm going to go with number three.
All right, Maggie goes with story three. Chuck?
One, please.
Chuck goes for Harambe, the gorilla. Kristen?
Yeah, the California story, that sounds like a progressive sweat dream. You get the illegals, check. Solar panels, check. So I think that's true. And that guy in Texas is pretty crazy, so I think that could be true. So I'm going to also go with number one.
All right. Kristen agrees with Chuck on this one. Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to hang with Chuck and Kristen on this one myself.
Yeah, there is some, you know, a risk when you hang with Chuck. I just won't let you know that.
Yeah, I know.
We got to disclaim that.
Yeah.
We're not responsible.
It's like hanging with a gorilla.
Don't talk about me like that.
Stop.
I told
it.
You.
It's a gorilla of my dreams. You
I know it. That is. 216, folks.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
Story number two. Nobody voted for story two with James God is non-binary Tallarico saying that Jesus appeared to him and said, remove the devil in the White House. That is our fake news story of the day.
Then I don't suck by myself.
Yeah. Nope. Snooker.
Excuse me. Flag that part.
Not again!
Mike, thanks for playing.
I was waiting a whole week.
Appreciate you playing and listening, and try again sometime. Bamboozled. Now you gotta wait till Monday to redeem yourself, Max.
Oh, man, I gotta stew on this the whole stinking weekend.
You're really good at stewing.
I'm very good at stew.
Yes, you are.
Stew, didn't he work here?
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 7:50. Don't forget, John Myrick joins us in studio coming up right after the 8 o'clock news for his hour-long interview here on Casey and Company. Right now, Audiology Associates. You know, I see Dr. Segev every once in a while. She comes in to record her commercials here. I'll get a chance to talk to her, and she's really, really great at dealing with all of these hearing issues that can affect our hearing. And one of the big things, I think, is the ongoing education for all of us that we need to treat our hearing loss and our hearing more seriously. Again, we don't. We get vision tests every year. We get annual physicals. We get a number of things that we do. But for some reason, we take for granted our hearing. And it has now been proven that early sudden hearing loss or early hearing loss, especially as we get older, can lead to feelings of isolation socially and even to dementia. So let's get our hearing tested, and let's start with a benchmark test, and you have a good chance to see where your hearing is right now. If you are encountering some kind of symptoms of hearing loss, and certainly make an appointment today at any one of the 10 Audiology Associate locations in and around Baltimore. Dr. Segev and her team take a gentle, empathetic approach to your treatment and to your diagnosis. And I would call today 410-944-3100. Make your appointment today. Or if you need them, again, online, you can check out the location nearest you at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, check out Audiology Associates with over 10 locations here in Baltimore.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334. License 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked.
680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
It's 8 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on Casey and Company. A gubernatorial candidate on the Republican primary, John Myrick, joins us in the next hour. We'll talk with him about the issues he feels are most important in the state of Maryland. We've already interviewed Dan Cox and Ed Hale Sr., so now it's John Myrick's turn here on WCBM, so we'll do that momentarily. Right now it's 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes with the update. The king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway and pretty good backup now with it. Three lanes are blocked. Outer Loop in Prince George's County at Route 450. It's already backed up back to Central Avenue at Route 214. They're still working on the wreck coming out of White Marsh into Rosedale on I-95 southbound. Only the inside left-hand lane is still getting by at the accident scene. Delays are back towards the bridge at King Avenue, so you'll hit that backup as you're coming south from White Marsh Boulevard. Be prepared for that. Looks like there was a minor wreck there on the inner loop of the Beltway near Park Heights Avenue. It's kind of settled down again, so they may be off the road. Construction is underway. They work during the rush hour, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, gorgeous, low humidity, upper 70s today. So get out and enjoy a weekend. Just going to be really, really nice. So make some outside plans. Right now, 52 and sunny in the city, 52 in Glen Burnie. Justice Thomas delivered a scathing dissent this week as the Supreme Court refused to let Florida sue California and the state of Washington over their lawless practice of handing out commercial driver's licenses to illegals who can't read a lick of English. That means can't read the road signs. They pose a clear and present danger. And Thomas said this decision comes after the horrific crash on the Florida Turnpike where illegal alien Harjinder Singh, an Indian national who entered the U.S. illegally through the Mexican border, obtained CDLs from California and Washington despite failing English proficiency tests at least 10 times in both states. Singh approached a clearly marked no U-turn sign for official use only, ignored it, and swung his massive tractor trailer across both lanes of the highway. A minivan traveling behind him with a family were instantly killed. Instantly killed. And the Supreme Court, I thought their job was to dispute these kinds of issues between the states. And that's what Justice Thomas wrote. This court declines to even hear Florida's claims, even though it has nowhere else to bring them. Again, don't know. It was joined by Justice Alito as well in this dissent, and maybe some of it is Amy Coney Barrett is in fear of her life. They swatted her yesterday. So she's probably, if she is in fear for her life, she should resign. She should step down. I'm not blaming her for being afraid, but I'm saying if she's in fear for her life and it's affecting her rulings, Justice Amy Coney Barrett should resign. Now, regarding the Supreme Court, three major decisions we're expecting within the next month. Three are big ones. One is whether Election Day means Election Day. They're ruling on if you can count mail-in ballots, or any ballots for that matter, after Election Day. And it appears, and it's always hard to predict the Supreme Court, that they may rule in favor of Election Day means Election Day. Once Election Day is over, that's it. No more ballots are counted, unless there's a recount or a challenge. The second one is whether biological males can participate in women's sports, etc. Now, we have a trans athlete out in California, a biological male, Becky Pepper Jackson, won a girls' state championship in West Virginia this week. I'm sorry, West Virginia, not California. There was another case last week in California where a biological male won, and then they stripped him of his medals and gave them to the runners-up, which were the girls, and they were the rightful champions to begin with. But in this West Virginia case, he won a girls' track and field state championship in West Virginia, and this is a pending case right now before the Supreme Court, and we're expecting the case to be ruled sometime in June. And so we'll have to wait and see. That's another big cultural issue. But the big one, the big enchilada, is the birthright citizenship case, which I expect will be dropped in our laps probably the day before they go home for the summer, because I don't think that one is going to go in our favor. I'm hoping I'm wrong, but I don't think they have, you know, everything points to there's no way that our founding fathers intended that foreign individuals get into this country while they're pregnant and then drop a baby, an anchor baby, and that's automatically considered a U.S. citizen. There's just no way that was the intent of the founding fathers. And I thought that the arguments, and I listened very carefully to the oral arguments in that case, and I thought the solicitor, John Sauer, did a great job, but the questions that I heard, and it's always difficult to predict, but the questions that I heard, I think it's going to be a 5-4 decision against us. But I'm hoping, I'm praying that I'm wrong. That is just incredible. But that one, I think, is going to come towards the end of the month. So we'll wait and see on the birthright citizenship case as well. All right, coming up next is gubernatorial candidate John Myrick with the Law Office of Michael A. Friedman. I wanted to share with you that Michael and his firm have been representing folks who have been seriously injured in serious automobile accidents, serious injuries, and workplaces and things of that nature for decades now. And for over 40 years, Michael and Marcia, Stephen, and Rachel Alpert Friedman, Michael's daughter-in-law, and all the other associate attorneys and paralegals, legal secretaries, they've even hired people that used to work for insurance companies because they know the insurance companies inside and out. And they will just take care of everything for you. You don't have to battle the insurance companies. If you need to find a doctor, they'll help you find a doctor. If you need medical bills advanced, they help with that. If your vehicle's been totaled in any accident, they factor in the diminution of value on that regard. That's one of the reasons why the law offices of Michael A. Friedman has repeatedly been found one of the best personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland. Top 10 each and every year for the last 10 years or so. So hopefully you never need them, but they're there. I would check out their website, maflaw.com. It is extremely helpful for insurance purposes, for what to do if you're involved in an automobile accident. You can download the personal injury app there, and that helps as well. So don't hopefully you never need them, but they're there. 1-800-782-7203 and the website maflaw.com for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. American and Iranian negotiators have reportedly reached a tentative agreement to extend the ceasefire by 60 days, reopen the Strait of Hormuz, and start a new round of talks on Iran's nuclear program. No word on whether President Trump has accepted the deal, and mum's the word from Tehran. A NATO member gets a taste of what Ukraine has been going through at the hands of Russia.
The Russian drone was tracked by radar in Romanian airspace and crashed onto the roof of a building in Galati, Romania's defense ministry said in a statement. The impact followed by a fire. Two people suffered minor injuries and several others were evacuated. In response to the crash, NATO member Romania is asking the alliance for a faster transfer of anti-drone capabilities to its military, calling the drone's fight a serious violation of international law and the worst incident to hit national territory since Russia invaded Ukraine. While Romania has confirmed drone fragments on its territory on multiple occasions since the war started, no one has previously been hurt in any of the incidents. I'm Charles Tillesma.
An investigation's underway following a massive explosion and fire that leveled a two-story Dallas apartment building, leaving at least three people dead.
Authorities are still looking for missing people after firefighters brought the flames under control. The fire erupted after someone called 911 to report a gas leak. It was unclear how many residents lived in the two-story building in the Oak Cliff neighborhood of Dallas. Atmos Energy, a natural gas provider, said in a statement they were told by fire officials that a construction crew unrelated to the company had damaged a pipeline near the site of the fire. John Scott reporting.
No injuries in the explosion of a Blue Origin rocket on the launch pad for testing in Florida last night. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 146 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, if your loved one is aging but still mobile, still values their independence, there's a simple tool that keeps them safe and keeps you in the know. I am proud to tell you about Safety Plus by Connected Caregiver. Safety Plus is a wearable device that alerts you immediately if your loved one has had a fall. They can wear it as a necklace, on their belt, or there's even a great watch option. There's even a simple push button on the device, allowing mom or dad instant access to emergency services. As you age, it's not like you plan for a fall. Suddenly your knee might lock up, there's an uneven surface, wet floor. There's simply no excuse to not wear something discreet that keeps you safe and can keep you at home longer. That's Safety Plus by Connected Caregiver. To see if you qualify for a free device, call 888-870-8020, 888-870-8020, or visit ccgoffer.com, ccgoffer.com. Again, 888-870-8020. With Connected Caregiver, peace of mind is just a phone call away.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
95 South is still backed up. It's almost now to the area at White Marsh Boulevard, and the problem is an accident south of the Beltway, so that's a long way from White Marsh to just inside the Beltway into Rosedale. It's a single lane, had a tractor trailer involved, had a fuel spill. They have sand trucks out there. Only the left-hand lane is getting by. If you're back at White Marsh and you have access to the express lane, that's the way to go. The main line back up right now, 20 to 25 minutes. The ramp traffic from the Beltway to go south on 95, really having no problems there. There's a big wreck on the Capitol Beltway and a big delay. The wreck was on the outer loop near the ramp at Route 450 in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a beautiful day ahead of us, mostly sunny and warm with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
52 in White Marsh and 52 at Joppa Town. At 8:04, hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The owners and operators of the Dolly cargo ship have settled with the families of some Key Bridge collapse victims. The terms of the settlement have not been disclosed, but attorneys representing the families of four of the six victims who died and one survivor say it resolves all claims. Baltimore's Key Bridge collapsed into the Patapsco River after it was struck by the cargo ship on March 26, 2024. The legal team says the historic settlement gives the grieving families an opportunity to close this chapter of their lives and honor their loved ones. And a man was taken to the hospital after being pulled from the Inner Harbor near Power Plant Live on Thursday afternoon. Emergency responders were called to the scene at around 3 p.m., and the dive team removed the man from the water. There's been no update on the man's condition or how he ended up in the water. The incident remains under investigation. And a Democratic state senator is repeating his call for a special session to redraw Maryland's congressional map. And again, Republicans are pushing back. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 599, the pick four, 0401. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Bel Air, this is Alfonso. Come experience one of the area's most exciting new spots from the festival, Sol Oaxaca. We're serving up fresh homemade Mexican favorites from guacamole made fresh to tacos, fajitas, enchiladas, and more. Love seafood? We've got it. Vegetarian options? Covered. And don't miss our brick oven pizzas and lunch specials Monday through Friday till 3. Join us for lunch, dinner, or drinks 7 days a week. Just Google Sol Oaxaca Bel Air. S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. That's Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air. And come taste what everyone's talking about.
Custom home builders and remodelers. Find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. So dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up. That's from the comfort guys, my guys. The up-and-down season continued for Chris Bassett and the Birds last night in a 2-1 loss to the Jays, the loss snapping a three-game winning streak for Baltimore. But Bassett's performance was encouraging.
He was ready to face his former team. Velo was up, but did a great job mixing his pitches through the slide a little bit more. Same thing with the sweeper, but yeah, he did a great job of keeping us in the game and giving us a chance to win.
But ultimately, the Birds do fall short. A key pickoff of Pete Alonso in the eighth hurt, as did the Birds going 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Now, sometimes you have to read between the lines when it comes to coaches and what they say or what they don't say. Case in point, Ravens head coach Jesse Minter on Wednesday on two of his defensive rookies.
And then, you know, I think Chandler's doing a great job on defense. Zion's doing a great job. And so really excited about the rookie class. And again, like for these guys right now, it's to put yourself in position to really battle for reps and playing time during training camp.
Now, here's the deal. Zion, of course, is Zion Young, the Ravens' second-round draft pick, who should play a lot this year, if not outright win the job opposite Trey Hendrickson. Now, Chandler is Chandler Rivers, a fifth-round slot corner out of Duke. Minter mentioned him twice on Wednesday. Rivers poses a direct challenge to Marlon Humphrey's spot on the 2026 roster. And finally, a sad note to pass along. Longtime McDaniel College's men's basketball coach Kevin Curley has passed away. Curley succumbed to esophageal cancer on Wednesday. The State College, Pennsylvania native led the Green Terror for 19 seasons in Westminster and is the winningest coach in program history with 214 wins. Kevin Curley was 54 years of age. Coming up in 30 minutes, could David Rubenstein's wish come true? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back in this hour, part of our ongoing Meet the Candidates series. It is John Myrick's turn, Republican gubernatorial candidate. Early voting is, almost here, June 11th, and then the primary day, June 23rd. John, good to finally meet you in person. I know we've talked over the phone, and welcome to WCBM.
John, thanks for having me on this morning.
It is our pleasure. So just briefly, again, we know you're a veteran. We know you have a lot of experience in the business private sector as well. What qualifications do you think you have that make you uniquely qualified to be the next governor of the state of Maryland?
Well, Sean, with over 40 years of federal experience and working with state, local, and federal authorities throughout that entire time frame, I think that makes me uniquely qualified. Also, as the only former law enforcement officer to actually be in the field, either Democrat or Republican, I bring that to the table as well. And again, 40 years of public service. I've ran multi-billion-dollar budgets for the federal government. I've ran teams from 4 people to 4,000 people. I can do the job, and I've worked across the aisle. I've worked in 3 White Houses. So I can work with anyone, and I will work with anyone in order to get the job done for the people of Maryland.
Rewinding back to your law enforcement experience, the Community Trust Act was signed into law this week, which prohibits local law enforcement from any communication with federal agents in enforcing laws. But just as it pertains to immigration, as governor, would you advocate repealing that? What would you do?
Absolutely. I mean, as you saw, 16 of the state's sheriffs filed suit against the state yesterday for the Community Trust Act, against the Community Trust Act. I stand with them on this. I work as a consultant. I work with DHS every day. and I actually carry DHS credentials with me. So I've worked with ICE and CBP for the past 15 years on a daily basis. These are highly trained professionals, and the Community Trust Act does nothing but make Maryland less safe. I stand with the sheriffs on this one.
I know you have. So you said you've been endorsed by several of the sheriffs already.
I have. Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins endorsed us last Friday. Prior to that, Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese has endorsed us, as has the state's attorney out there, Haven Shoemaker.
We're talking with John Myrick, Republican gubernatorial candidate for the upcoming primary. News today that the State Board of Elections Administrator Jared DeMarinis is saying now they're going to account the original ballots when they were telling everybody to destroy these mail-in ballots that had errors on them for whatever reason. First question, should mail-in ballots in Maryland be eliminated? And second is, what are your thoughts on this very confusing message from the State Board of Elections?
Well, again, I agree. I think that the mail-in ballots should go back to the way it used to be prior to COVID, where only military personnel or people who are going to be outside of the country or who have legitimate reason for not showing up at the polls got mail-in ballots. This current fiasco just further amplifies that problem. Now you're looking at nearly a million mail-in ballots being out on the street, and the mixed messaging from the State Board of Elections, from Mr. DeMarinis, is troubling, at to say the least. It sends a wrong signal, and it just further plays into the notion that Maryland's elections are not secure and that Maryland voters really need to be concerned about whether or not their vote's going to count or not.
Do you think the timing of the upcoming primary has anything to do with it?
You know, I find it very suspect that that these mail-in ballots were sent out to the wrong parties in this election. This situation only serves to potentially delay the certification of the primary election, which will hurt primarily Republican candidates across the state in contested elections.
Very good. More with John Myrick coming up in just a second. Traffic and weather on the threes with the update now. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The accident cleanup in Rosedale is 95 southbound after the Beltway and before the bridge at Kenwood Avenue. Tractor trailers were involved. There was a fuel spill. There's all kind of stuff still going on. Heavy-duty wreckers are there now. They put some sand on the roadway. It's still a single lane right there at the accident scene. The backup goes all the way back, maybe now back towards White Marsh Boulevard. It's at least a 2.5-mile backup for the traffic coming south, and maybe even a little bit longer than that. If you can get to the express lanes up at White Marsh, you'll go right past the accident scene. But if you're in that backup on the straight-through lanes of 95, you're going to have at least a 20-minute delay, if not longer, as you're coming by in a single lane to the left at the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, gorgeous today, sunny, warm, low humidity, upper 70s right now, sunny 62 in Annapolis, it's 59 right here in Pikesville. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, our national anthem, it is time for us to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. It was on this day, May 29th, 1780, the treatment of Patriot prisoners by British Colonel Bannister Tarlington and his Loyalist troops leads to the coming of a phrase that comes to define British brutality for the rest of the war for independence, called Tarleton's Quarter. After the surrender of Charleston on May the 12th, the 3rd Virginia, commanded by Colonel Abraham Buford, was virtually the only organized Patriot group remaining in South Carolina. British Colonel Bannister Tarlington had been given the mission to destroy any colonial resistance in the state. At Waxhaws in North Carolina on the border, a cavalry charge by Tarleton's men broke the 350 remaining Patriots under Buford. Tarleton and his Tories proceeded to shoot at the Patriots after their surrender, a move that spawned the term Tarleton's Quarter, which in the eyes of the Patriots meant a brutal death at the hands of a cowardly foe. The Continentals lost 113 men that day. 303 were captured in the Battle of Waxhaws. British losses totaled 19 men and some horses. But it did become a propaganda victory for the Continentals. Wavering Carolina civilians, terrified of Tarleton and their loyalist neighbors, were then now prepared to fully support the Patriot cause. Under the leadership of Thomas Sumter, the Patriot militia quickly returned the terror in kind with their own brutal raids in Carolina and the loyalists there. Carolinians went on to fight a bloody civil war in which they killed their own with far greater efficiency than the outsiders sent to assist them. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that could be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, with us in studio is John Myrick. He's running as gubernatorial candidate, Republican side. Primary coming up on early voting June the 11th. And John, Maryland has been had the largest tax increase in history in 2025. And again, how would you remedy that, working with a Democrat supermajority in Annapolis?
Well, you're absolutely right. The between $1.6 and $1.87 billion tax increase, the largest in Maryland history, was ridiculous and further exacerbates Marylanders' economic situation here. We need to work with the Democrat supermajority to roll those back, and we'll do that because the governor is responsible for building the budget. So looking at Maryland expenditures, we will cut waste. We will bring in an independent audit team, which I have been saying for the past 16 months, to look at every state agency. Where we find waste, we will cut it. Where we find fraud, we will prosecute it, because no one will steal Marylanders' money on my watch. By doing that, we should be able to bring down the Maryland budget to a reasonable number, and using some logic, some common sense, and living within the budget, we should be able to roll those tax increases back, and especially the ridiculous fee increases. 338 new taxes and fees over the past couple of years. That's just breaking the backs of Marylanders, and we can't have that.
News out this week that the Maryland Medicaid payments, we're not quite sure how much, but it's in the millions of dollars, were sent to the dead and inmates. Do we need a statewide IG to help with these audits?
Again, I've been a proponent for the past 16 months of putting in place a statewide independent inspector general, which we will do. The bottom line here is there is no state agency in Maryland that has the authority to subpoena or to do investigations regarding these matters or to refer issues for criminal prosecution when they find wrongdoing. We need to remedy that. Every state around us, every state in the Mid-Atlantic and the city of Washington, D.C., have independent inspector generals. Yet our current governor says we don't need one. Well, why don't we need one when you're looking at ridiculous over expenditures as the board or the Office of Legislative Audits has found over the past year? My understanding is they found nearly $18 billion with a B, billion dollars worth of what they're considering questionable expenditures. That's government speak for fraud. We need to root out fraud. We need to find that. This is taxpayer dollars we're talking about. Hard-earned money coming out of Marylanders' pockets, and they deserve to have that money spent wisely, expeditiously, and on the things that they require.
All right, more with gubernatorial candidate John Myra coming up in just a second. First, we're going to check in with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. You know, from talking to you over all these years, I've learned that sometimes the first step for home sellers is to have a simple conversation with you to discuss options and come up with a game plan.
Yes, Sean. You know, that's something that we really enjoy because when you're well-informed, you're going to be able to make better decisions. I recently met with some sellers out in Westminster last week. They had a cash offer. It wasn't really that bad of an offer. Of course, we were able to provide them with a cash offer as well that was much higher. But they decided to opt for one of our buyers in waiting, which would put an additional $34,000 into their pocket.
I think it's important to look at all the options, especially when it's something as important as selling your home.
Yes, Sean. You know, and for these folks, they're planning on retirement, so an extra $34,000 is going to have a significant impact. The best part is they still get to sell as is within their time frame and with the least amount of inconvenience. The only difference is that they're going to allow us to bring our group of buyers through on a weekend afternoon for about 2 hours. So, Sean, would you trade 2 hours for $34,000?
When you put it like that, Vinny, it's a no-brainer. Like, I'm always telling our listeners that if you're thinking of selling, even if they have a good friend or relative that's a realtor or investor, give you a call for a no-obligation consultation. That is a conversation that may be worth thousands.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, Sean. Yeah, there's nothing to lose, especially if you're in a situation unique like we were discussing last week with our buy now, sell later. I spoke to Mary earlier this week, and she thought she needed to sell first in order to buy, which is typical. But with our buy now, sell later program, she can shop stress-free for her new home first and then think about selling later. So if you're considering options, thinking about making a move, I'd love to talk with you and show you how our exclusive programs can help you accomplish your goals. I'm here to talk. You can call or text me, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Thanks, Vinny. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Thanks, Sean. We'll see ya.
All right. Coming up on 8:23, I should say. Traffic weather on the threes. Yeah, that could be a little flashback there for you, Chuck. Latest on the morning rush hour with Chuck Whitaker.
The southbound ride on 95. Tail end of the backup. If you're coming down from Harford County, you get right there to White Marsh and go, what in the world is happening here? The backup starts there. It's because of a wreck southbound on 95, just inside the Beltway as you're coming into Rosedale. The heavy-duty wreckers right now are towing the vehicles away. They're going to make sure they put some sand down because of a fuel spill. Once they make sure all of that's okay, we'll have most of the lanes back open again, and that's going to start to relieve that backup. But right now, 25-minute delays at least on the main line of 95. The express lanes are clear if you can make it to there. I think by the time we come back with the next report, the right side of the roadway here inside the Beltway will probably be clear, and that would be some really good news for eventually that traffic going down to both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, warm, less humid, upper 70s today. And right now it is 59 and sunny in Ellicott City, 59 in Reisterstown. More with gubernatorial candidate John Myrick up next.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes, 800-314-0045.
Day 25, we are with John Myrick in studio here. You know, John, Maryland has been named the second worst state to start a business. The Baltimore Sun reporting that in his term, Governor Moore has created a net of 1,100 jobs in 4 years, 1,100.
Right.
So how do you create a better business environment, and how do you create more jobs for Marylanders?
Well, again, right now we're taxing and regulating businesses to death here in Maryland, both small businesses and larger businesses, and we're driving businesses out of the state in droves. Our plan right now, we pay 8.2 or 8.5% corporate tax rate here in the state of Maryland. It's the second highest corporate tax rate in the country. We need to lower that. We need to bring businesses back here. Our plan will drop the corporate tax rate to 5%, which will make us competitive with other states around us. We will attract businesses and bring them back here through the, not only lowering the corporate tax rate, but also going through the regulations and getting rid of some of the cumbersome and burdensome regulations that stifle business growth here in Maryland. When businesses relocate here and when they're able to expand here, they employ people. Employed people pay taxes. They buy things, paying sales taxes. So you actually get more money on the back end of that, this than you do of taxing the corporations on the front end. And it creates economic opportunities for all Marylanders that way. So we will work to do that. We will work to actively recruit businesses. You're seeing in Virginia, businesses fleeing Virginia now because of the ridiculous corporate taxes that they're imposing this coming year with the new Spanberger administration down there. Boeing announced last month that they're leaving Northern Virginia, moving their world headquarters to St. Louis because of the impending corporate taxes. We'd like to attract some of those businesses back across the river into Maryland, where we have the one of the most highly educated workforces in the country, and we have people here ready to work and ready to do the job. We want to bring those businesses here so that they don't have to relocate their workforces and so that we can benefit from their location in Maryland.
Right. One of our listeners, Deborah, wants to know, as Governor John, where do you stand on all these taxes? Gas, paint tax, tire tax, tech tax? How would you offset these sources of revenue?
We're being taxed to death here. And again, offsetting the revenue comes down to living within our means. You know, you live within a budget every month. All your listeners live within a budget. I live within a budget. The difference between you and you and I and the state of Maryland is that when we run out of money at the end of the month, we can't go next door to our neighbor's wallet and take it out of their pocket. The state of Maryland simply digs deeper into our pockets. We have a spending problem here in Maryland, not a revenue problem. We're one of the richest states in the country. When you look north at our neighbors in Pennsylvania, they're running a surplus up there. They have twice as many people as Maryland does, 13 million to 6.2 here in Maryland. They're run by a Democrat governor as well. But their budget last year was $50.1 billion. Ours was 67.3. So they provide all the same services to twice as many people on five times the road network as we have for $17 billion less a year. So this is not a revenue problem. It's a spending problem.
What do you do with the blueprint for future, which is really the albatross around the neck of the Maryland state budget?
You scrap it. The blueprint, throwing money at a failed system, never solves the problem. That is one of the primary reasons why I selected the best lieutenant governor running mate in the country, Dr. Brenda Cham. She is an educator. She has been teaching special education in Washington County for nearly 30 years. So she brings that experience in the classroom every day to the problem. She's also a former state delegate, so she understands how the system works from the inside. I am going to put Brenda in charge of rebuilding the Maryland public school system. And while we do that, we are strong advocates for things like school choice and for the money following the student. I want to see tax credits for up to what we spend in the state, which is about $20,000 a year per pupil, available to parents who feel the need to pull their children out of the public school systems which are failing their kids. That way, if they have to homeschool them or they have to put them in private schools, they can do that without having to be double taxed because they're already paying for the failed school system through their taxes.
Very good. Hold that thought. More with John Meyer coming up in just a second. It is 8:30. We get some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a firefighter was injured and a person is missing after a massive fire tore through multiple row homes in Baltimore on Thursday afternoon, sending flames through the roof of at least one building and prompting a third alarm response. Crews were dispatched just before 12:30 Thursday to the 2200 block of Guilford Avenue for a reported dwelling fire. When firefighters arrived, they found heavy fire showing from a two-and-a-half-story middle-of-group row home with flames spreading through the second and third floors. The fire quickly extended to neighboring homes. Officials also reported significant fire conditions in the rear of the building,
with flames extending through the roofline as crews worked to contain the blaze. And Baltimore police arrived Thursday morning to a row home on the 5900 block of Glenkirk Road in East Baltimore's quiet Ramblewood neighborhood, where a property manager said squatters had changed the locks, removed a lockbox, and moved into a house that was supposed to be vacant. Hours later, officers left without removing anyone. The alleged squatters, according to the property manager, produced no lease, no proof of residency, and no utility bills tying them to the home. BGE service remained in the owner's name. Still, he said, police determined they could not classify the people inside as unlawful squatters or force them out. And family members of an 11-year-old boy shot multiple times in West Baltimore are pleading for the public's help, saying they believe someone has information that could lead to an arrest. Tristan Good Jordan remained hospitalized at Johns Hopkins Children's Center Thursday, where his family gathered to wait for his recovery. His grandmother, Michelle Good, said doctors discovered he had been shot 7 times. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting, again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
About 10 minutes ago, I said I think by the time back when this report says wreck would be clear, they just, in the last 30 seconds, moved away from the accident scene. All the vehicles are gone. The state highway trucks are gone. Everything is now open on 95 South in Rosedale. It's going to take probably 20 minutes or so for this to settle down once again. And then all this traffic, which is backed up on 95, eventually will have to work its way down into both the Harbor Tunnels. So it's still going to be busy, but right now, just in the last minute or so, all the southbound lanes are clear on 95 south of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a beautiful day ahead of us, mostly sunny and warm with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear and comfortable tonight as temperatures fall back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:35, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville. They are the total game changer. It'll be the Birds and Jays tonight, game two of the four-game set at Camden Yards. The visitors from the north taking game one last night, 2-1 the final, despite this big fly in the fourth.
That is a smash. Right center field off the bat of Mayo.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. Kobe Mayo, sixth of the year, tied it in the fourth, but Anthony Nunez walked in the winning run in the eighth. After the game, manager Albanez was asked about his right-handed reliever.
Well, I love him when has a quicker slide step-ish to the plate. He's a little more efficient getting downhill, and he was the bigger leg kick. Looked like it was tough for him to kind of find the zone a little bit.
Trevor Rogers takes the hill tonight for Baltimore, trying to get back to where he was. His ERA over his last six starts now stands at 11.03. Meanwhile, you may recall this comment, made by Orioles owner David Rubenstein at the Economic Summit earlier this year in Davos, Switzerland.
Well, I wish it would be the case that we would have a salary cap in baseball the way other sports do, and maybe eventually we will, but we don't have that now.
Well, yesterday, for the first time in 32 years, MLB owners proposed a hard salary cap as part of their negotiations with the Players Association. The proposal sets the maximum spend at $245 million per team. Currently, 8 teams are over that mark. Calming the nerves of some Ravens fans was the fact that Lamar did show up for OTAs this week, and one of the questions he was asked post-practice was his reaction to the dismissal of John Harbaugh.
I mean, you know, I got a lot of respect for Coach, so me just seeing that, man, it was, I was shocked, you know, in a way, in a sense. But I feel like, you know, Mr. Steve, he did what was best for the team.
Birthdays today, former Oriole center fielder Eric Davis turns 64 years old, and former Oriole infielder Jerry Hairston Jr. turns 50. On this day in sports history, we take you back to 1977. A.J. Foyt becomes the first driver to win the Indy 500 four times, and he did it in a car which was the last Indy winning machine that was built entirely in the United States. May 29th, 1980, Larry Bird beats out Magic Johnson for NBA Rookie of the Year. And it was on this day in 1990 that Ricky Henderson, then of the Oakland Athletics, stole the 893rd base of his career, breaking Ty Cobb's longstanding record. The time now is 8:36, and that is the week of Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the Game Room at Yorktown Social. A massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Our in-studio guest is John Myrick, Republican gubernatorial candidate, and the upcoming primary. Early voting starts June 11th, and the primary day June 23rd. You were first to throw your hat into the ring on the Republican side. You have traversed a lot of Maryland soil.
Just a bit.
And you made yourself available for a number of debates. Some of your opponents have either restricted the debate, and in one case have said they have no interest in debating you or anybody else. What is your message to those other candidates?
My message to those other candidates is that if you want Marylanders to be able to compare apples to apples, you have to show up. As you said, we have traversed all of Maryland. My running mate and I have done almost 600 events in the past 16 months in every Maryland jurisdiction, all over the state. Why? Because we need to go out and meet Marylanders where they are. And the only way that Marylanders have to be able to compare positions on policies that affect them on their daily lives is for the candidates to actually show up. Now, neither of the two main candidates that are opposing me in the primary have bothered to show up for any of the debates or forums, which should send a message to people of Maryland that if they're not willing to come out and talk to them about their positions on issues, that perhaps you need to take another look at whether or not you should be supporting someone who doesn't think you're worth their time to show up for.
If you are unsuccessful in the primary, will you support the eventual nominee?
I will support the eventual nominee, provided the eventual nominee is a Republican. We have one of those major candidates who is clearly a Democrat, who I will not support. Any other Republican of the other 7 Republican candidates running that would happen to win the primary, should I be unsuccessful, I will support.
John, Marylanders are really being hit with high rates when it comes to electricity, gas bills, et cetera. There's an energy crisis in this state. The governor's punted on most of it, said he stands with the people, and yet the only change he's made is at the PSC chairman. So what are your thoughts? How do we solve Maryland's energy crisis?
Well, again, we've had a plan that's been public for the past 15 months on how to do this. Our plan will cut energy costs by about 50% over the first 3 years of our administration. We will do this through a series of things. First, we will withdraw from REGI, the regional greenhouse initiative here that multi-states have put in for, is simply not working, and it's simply driving the cost of energy up in Maryland. The governor's current proposal to double down on wind and solar is ridiculous. Scientifically, you can't cover enough of Maryland in solar panels to actually make enough energy for Maryland's needs. I will work with the owners of the shuttered power plants to get them retrofitted so that they burn clean natural gas, which Maryland has an abundance of, so that we can get them back online. While we do that, we will work with Calvert Cliffs to see if we can increase their reactor capacity, working with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, because the federal government now, our current administration, is a proponent of nuclear energy, and nuclear energy is clean energy. There's also a company out in Montgomery County called X Energy that we've been talking to. They are at the forefront of modular nuclear technology using thorium, not uranium, as their primary energy source. Thorium can't be weaponized. It has a half-life of 1 year. And they're telling me they can put modular nuclear reactors in strategic locations here in Maryland within a 3 to 5 year period and turn Maryland into an energy producer rather than an energy consumer. We will work with them to do that as well. Again, solar has its place. It's not in agricultural lands. We will work to put solar, the new improved solar panels on every flat roof building owned by the state or the county governments. Every school, every county building, every federal or every state building. We'll also incentivize local businesses, major businesses, the big box stores like Walmart, Sam's Club, Costco, and every warehouse in the state of Maryland to place solar panels on their roofs, thereby relieving the pressure on the grid and putting surplus energy back for the use of Marylanders. If you increase the capacity on the grid, you drive down prices. It's simple economics.
The next governor is going to face some serious infrastructure issues. The Key Bridge, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, brand new twin spans, and other infrastructure challenges. How do you accelerate the rebuild of the Key Bridge, and how do you pay for the Bay Bridge?
Well, first off, you have to have a governor who's willing to work with the federal government. You know, this is not going to be paid for out of all state funding, clearly. And our current governor has publicly said that he cannot work with this administration. Well, that's a childish approach. Your governor, your responsibility is to work with Maryland's largest employer, which is the federal government, and the people who provide about one-third of our budget, which is the federal government. And if you can't do that, you need to step aside and let somebody who can do it. We will work with them. We will also work to get the best contractors at the most reasonable price in here to do the jobs. You know, his DEI initiatives have crippled the construction of the Key Bridge. We are over 2 years since the Key Bridge collapsed, and very little progress has been made on that. In Florida, when Governor DeSantis lost the Sanibel Causeway in 2022 due to a hurricane, a bridge about the same size as the Key Bridge, he was able to rebuild that bridge and get it operational in 3 weeks and have it fully operational in 86 days. Now, if the state of Florida can do that, there's no reason why the state of Maryland can't. And one of my first calls will be to Florida, ask them who they had do that, and can they get them on an airplane today?
All right, we'll get you your answer on the Bay Bridge here in just a second. It's 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
95 southbound, recovering very nicely now from the wreck that was there for a long time this morning, south of the Beltway in Rosedale. Two tractor trailers involved, had a fuel spill, had all kind of stuff going on. All of that just cleared in the last 20 minutes, and now the backup, which at one point was back to White Marsh Boulevard, is just about gone. But you're going to have a lot of company. Eventually, this traffic will go south, either into 895 at the Old Harbor Tunnel or 95 south. So it may be a little bit of a surge there going into both tunnels for the next 20 minutes or so. But right now, there are no major problems at the tunnel southbound and then 95 through the city, moving down to the ramps at 395 at Camden Yards. All the lanes are open. The pace is heavy. A lot of this traffic just going through, but you're clear out to the Beltway on the southwest side and eventually down 95 towards Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Beautiful weekend in store. Sunny today, upper 70s. Pretty much the same Saturday and Sunday, mid-70s. Right now we're looking at beautiful sunny morning in the Baltimore Metro and throughout the state. 62 and sunny in Ocean City, 62 in Severn. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good. Give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. There's a barber in Iowa named Craig Hunt who's teaching his community to recognize the early signs of stroke. He suffered one 10 years ago while he was working. In partnership with the American Heart Association of Iowa, Craig is now spearheading blood pressures in barbershops as an effort to bring local nurses into barbershops and take blood pressures for free. Here's Craig and his client, Wes.
I had a client in a chair. I was doing a haircut, and I lost movement on the whole left side of my body. So I was, like, scared to death, like, dang, am I going to lose movement? How am I going to work?
This served as a really great platform to kind of bring some great education to the community and say, hey, if this could happen to Craig, this could happen to anybody.
Talking about a captive audience, right? Brought to you by Town Appliance, of course, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're even thinking about an upgrade, now's the time to visit Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge Memorial Day savings event. Choose from over 70 top-tier brands, including Frigidaire and Electrolux. Stop in and let Mayor and Mayor find the perfect fit for your kitchen and your budget. With flexible financing options, they're open every day except Saturday to help you save. Visit townappliance.com today for our and more information. That's Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Your kitchen upgrade starts here.
WCBM Baltimore.
John, we're talking about projected costs for the Chesapeake Bay Bridge twin spans. It's somewhere between $14, $16 billion. How do we pay for that?
Again, we can't pay for that out of pocket. It's going to have to come with some federal money as well. But when we're looking at expanding the Bay Bridge or rebuilding a new Bay Bridge, one of the things when I'm talking to the county executives and the councils and commissions on the Eastern Shore that they continually hammer on is the fact that they need major infrastructure improvements on the other side of the bridge in order to accommodate any additional traffic. Right now, the current infrastructure over there is at maximum capacity, according to every county official I speak to, up and down the shore. And, you know, people don't think Maryland's a big state. Well, get in your car and drive it, you know. And on the Eastern Shore, particularly going north to south, you simply can't get there from here. They need major improvements over there before we expand capacity on the bridge. Again, paying for it, it's going to have to come over a proportional time-structured approach and, again, using the best possible contractors at the best possible price who can build things on a realistic timeline.
Maryland has been named, as far as out-migration goes, the sixth worst in the nation as far as people leaving the state. A lot of those moving because of the retiring, and they can no longer afford to live in the state. How do you keep retirees here, make things more affordable for young people that are starting in Maryland? And would you look at the property tax for seniors at all, and how would you address that?
Sean, absolutely. We've been proponents for the past 16 months of two major proposals, and I've actually talked with Democrat legislators in Annapolis about these proposals, and there's some buy-in at a bipartisan level for these things. One is we want to propose to make all retirement income in the state of Maryland state income tax exempt. Other states around us, Pennsylvania does this, North Carolina does this, and those states run at a surplus, so it isn't detrimental to their state budgets. Secondly, we want to eliminate state property taxes on the primary residence of any homeowner over the age of 65. Because, again, Marylanders should not be penalized for living long enough to be able to retire here in Maryland, and you shouldn't have to make a choice between paying your property taxes for a home that you've lived in and owned your entire life, or keeping the lights on, or buying medicine, or going to the grocery store. Maryland retirees deserve a break, and by helping retirees, we keep families together, which helps with the out-migration issue.
Would you be in favor of establishing a state 287G program to work with federal immigration agents?
Absolutely. We've been proponents of this all along as well. And again, as the only gubernatorial candidate who's ever worked with ICE, I can tell you that the 287G program saves lives. It will make Maryland safer, and every sheriff who has participated in the 287G program shares that opinion.
Should illegal aliens in the state of Maryland get any state benefits?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And in fact, under federal statutes, most of those benefits are prohibited from illegal aliens receiving them. Yet here in Maryland, according to the last estimates, there are 60,000 illegal aliens on our Medicaid rolls. And this current governor is fine with that. Well, I'm not. That's a violation of federal law, and that's money that could be spent on Marylanders who are in need.
All right, more with some final questions for John Myra coming up in just a second. Law Office of Michael E. Friedman wanted to share with you again. They do some incredible work when it comes to serious accidents resulting in serious injury, and that's why I recommend Michael. Michael's helped members of my immediate family, WCBM family, and folks in Maryland and Pennsylvania as well, and throughout the Mid-Atlantic region. And again, you want to have this holistic approach that Michael offers, where if everything from soup to nuts regarding dealing with the insurance companies, if you don't have a doctor, finding you a doctor, advancing some medical bills if need be, making sure that you put your focus on recovering, you get better, you return to your job, you return to work and running your business, the important things in life, so you don't have to deal with any of those very stressful things that can burden a lot of people, frankly. So again, hopefully you never ever need their services, but they are there if you need them. The Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. Check out their website, maflaw.com.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Maryland is headed in the wrong direction. Rising crime. Higher taxes. Out-of-touch politicians in Annapolis. Enough is enough. John Myrick is running for Congress to restore public safety, cut taxes, and put Maryland families first. It's time to get Maryland back on track. Vote John Myrick for governor.
Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick. Thomas Cynthia Price, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Sister Flo, Director of the O'Dwyer Retreat Center in Sparks, Maryland. Please join us on Friday, June 5th for our annual wine tasting at Hayfield's Country Club in Hunt Valley. Bring your friends and indulge your taste buds with fine wines from around the world, paired with gourmet bites prepared for you by Town Tavern and heavy hors d'oeuvre by Hayfield's. Go to our website, odwyercenter.org/wine for tickets. Come for the wine, stay for the memories.
O'Dwyer is a 501c3 not-for-profit. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Final traffic and weather on the threes. Update for Friday morning. Here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the construction zone, which will be there through the mid-morning, through the midday, is there. They work during the rush hour, northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County, and they take away the left-hand lane. We mentioned earlier all the traffic that was backed up back at White Marsh Boulevard from the wreck in Rosedale eventually had to come down to both the harbor tunnels, and we are seeing some heavy traffic, especially now on 95 coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and the right tube is a little bit slow there. Not sure if there's a problem, but it's backed up a little bit in the right tube. The left tube is moving okay, so it looks like it's just a speed reduction at that point. Beltway looks good. JFX, you're clear. Good to go. The late ride through Annapolis, no problems at all in and around the Bay Bridge at the Severn River Bridge, and clear over at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, gorgeous day all weekend long today. Low humidity, upper 70s. Right now, sunny, 62 in Forest Hill, 63 in Dundalk. Final segment here with John Myrick, a Republican gubernatorial candidate in studio. John, there's been a lot of coverage regarding Governor Moore's service record.
Indeed.
And I know you're a veteran. And I think that, does it matter? Should it matter?
It absolutely should. When it comes to being governor, first off, we are asking people, and the current governor is as well, we are asking people to trust us with running the government, with running the state of Maryland. And that means integrity matters. I've been open about my military record. As you said, I'm a combat veteran myself. And I applaud anyone who has decided to wear the uniform of our country. But there has to be some accountability and some transparency there. This governor has claimed he's running the most transparent government in state history, which is clearly a lie. I have released my military records. I have provided those to the press. I have nothing to hide there. I am proud of my military service, the 23 years I served in the Air Force and Air Force Reserve. I applaud that, and I think that that is important. And when the governor has built his political narrative based on his military service, the people of Maryland have a right to know what is in that service record. And for him to have stonewalled every attempt for the past 3.5 years for anyone to have access to his full military record should give Marylanders a moment of pause. Because, again, integrity matters. We've already seen his stolen valor claims with his Bronze Star. What else is there in his record? And the Baltimore Sun has been doing a great job pulling apart the little threads that they can find. And it's not adding up. Marylanders have a right to know because integrity is what this job is all about.
The governor signed a ban on Glock firearms, handguns, this week because of the Glock switch problem. Again, Maryland has been very hostile to the Second Amendment. What would you propose? What would you do as governor regarding that bill and the Second Amendment overall?
Well, I would work to repeal that bill because clearly the problem is the Glock switches, not the Glock firearm itself. So the bill bans the wrong item if you're going to ban anything at all. I'm a huge proponent of the United States Constitution. I've sworn an oath to defend it, and I have put my life in harm's way countless times to do so. The Second Amendment is a major part of that. It underpins every other right that we have in the state of Maryland, and it needs to be protected. I will work with hopefully our new Attorney General, Jim Rutledge, when he's elected, to look at Maryland laws, Maryland gun laws, and ensure that they comport with both the U.S. Constitution and with federal court rulings in this matter. We know for a fact that there are laws on the books right now in Maryland that have been ruled unconstitutional by the federal courts, yet they're still on the Maryland books. We need to fix this. Marylanders have the right to bear arms. And I will defend that just as I will defend every other right that Marylanders have.
Would you support legislation that would ban biological males from participating in female sports,
absolutely,
entering female restrooms, locker rooms, etc.?
Absolutely. Biological males have no business in women's sports or in women's locker rooms or bathrooms. The bottom line here is, from a sports perspective, Title IX at the federal level was hard fought and won by women to be able to protect and preserve women's spaces and women's sports. This needs to be defended here in Maryland as well. You know, you can identify as whatever you want, but the bottom line is fairness has to matter, and fairness has to matter across the board, and women's spaces and women's sports need to be protected.
Last two Republican governors, Bob Ehrlich got one term, tried to rebuild or build up the Maryland GOP, made some progress. Governor Hogan, unfortunately, had the drive for five, which failed. As a Republican governor, how would you rebuild or build up the Maryland GOP?
Well, as we've been doing for the past 16 months, we've been working with down-ballot candidates as well, because I feel that the governor, regardless of your party, you have a responsibility to leave the party that you are a part of in a better position than when you found it. And the bottom line here is we will continue to work with down-ballot candidates to increase the number of Republicans to make Maryland a more balanced state, because it is clear that Democrat supermajority for the past 125 years has failed Maryland and continues to fail Maryland. And if it's not changed soon, the Democrats in the General Assembly are going to bury us.
I've run out of time. So where do people go for donations, volunteering, more information?
They can check out our website, which is johnmyrick4mdgovernor.org. It's all spelled out. Again, johnmyrick4mdgovernor.org. They can follow us on social media, or they can give us a call from the phone number on the website.
Thanks for coming in. Good luck to you the rest of the way.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
All right, John Myrick. Stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next on WCBN Baltimore. We're back Monday morning bright and early. Until then, God bless our troops.